ready to do this shit or what?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Hey, I did it right in the middle of a second. What's up? My name is...
Countdown.
Three. I know. You're right. That was weird, right? How you guys doing? My name is Kyle, a.k.a. Keezy. This is my man, and...
Bruce Banner.
A.k.a. Bruce Banner. Shout out
That's like a superhero, right?
That is. Good job, buddy. That's the Hulk.
The Hulk, okay, yeah.
That's the Incredible Hulk's name.
I didn't know which one. I know it was one of them.
Bruce Banner. I think I put too much coffee, so clash easy, bro. Thank you. That was good. I didn't get coffee all on my nuts.
All right, so we back up in a bit. What's all up, right. guy? What's up, guy?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm chilling.
That's cool. We are ready for a fun-filled fucking show today, right?
Always.
Always.
You got Always.
Some, got some stuff to talk about?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
How was your week?
It was okay. I legitimately don't think I did anything of note.
Oh, well, that's such a week well spent.
I know, right? I spent like most of the day playing Destiny, and that was a waste. I felt so guilty afterwards.
Why?
Because I played games like all fucking day and ignored my family and everything.
Fuck them.
I know. But other than that, yeah, same old shit, man. Dad stuff, you know, going to work, hanging out, reading comic books.
That's cool. What I do. Right? Yeah.
You know, edit Iconoclash clips. Yeah. What about you, man? How you been doing? You had a crazy week. I seen you've been Instagramming.
I had a busy week.
You've been Instagramming full these last few days.
So we'll start with we had an award show.
Yeah.
Bobby Cray won Best New Artist.
All right.
And he won Best Male Hip Hop Artist. Both of them. So shout out to my guy, Bobby Cray.
Fuck yeah.
Holding it down for us. It was awesome. Yeah. So Bobby Cray did his thing.
Okay.
We had a good night. Partied hard. I drank a lot of liquor, which I really shouldn't do, but I did.
Mm-hmm. I seen you're drinking some E&J.
Yep. Everybody was giving me shit all night because I was... apparently ghetto trash for drinking E&J straight, but
man, why do people get judged on what they drink? You know, I've always been like, I drink whatever the fuck I want. Like, I'll drink the fruitiest, most colorful drink. If it tastes yummy and it's getting me drunk, I'm drinking it, man.
I don't give a fuck. I mean, mind you, normally I have to drink to like stick to like light beer. We talked about this.
Yeah.
Like, allergic to alcohol. Everybody always just give me shit. It's like, bitch, I'm fucking allergic to alcohol. You can leave me the fuck alone, like, all the way. The fact that I'm drinking right now is more than fucking shut the fuck up. But yeah, I decided to drink E&J straight liquor all night, and I got toasty, and it was fun.
Yeah. You hung out with Bushwick Bill?
Yes, Bushwick Bill was there. I don't know why Bushwick Bill was there, but he was, and it was awesome.
Is he from the like Central Ohio?
No, no. Nope, I don't know why he was there, but he was cool as fuck.
Okay.
He asked me if he could rap on the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Fuck yeah. Bushwick Bill, if you're listening.
Open invite.
781-666-ICON, you want to call in.
But he was real cool. He, at one point, like, I was just telling him, like, yo, when I was a kid, my brother gave me all my first hip-hop CDs. He gave me three CDs, the first CDs he ever gave me. One was a Wu-Tang album, one was a Dr. Dre album, the other one was a Ghetto Boys album. And that's, like, how I fell in love with hip-hop.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, like, you're not just, like, some random guy to me. Like,
You're one of the ones
that I've, like, made me love this shit.
Yeah.
And Bushwick Bill is my favorite member of the Ghetto Boys, and it's my brother's favorite member, too. Like, we always love Bushwick or whatever. But, so, like, he was, like, super cool. He was, like, FaceTime your brother. And Bushwick's on there
with
my brother.
Was he drunk already?
Nah, he was just cool, bro. He was like, fuck it. He was like, got on there and he was like, thank you for sharing my music with your brother and making him a hip hop fan and shit. He was cool as fuck, bro. My brother's like, what the fuck is going on? You're like hanging out with Bushwick Bill and he's FaceTiming me? What the fuck is happening?
Get him on a track.
He said something about he wanted to get in the studio with us. Like, he was cool, bro. Like, he kicked
You should have got
us.
His number or something, man.
Bobby got his number.
For real?
Yeah. He kicked it with us like heavy, bro. Like, at the end of the night, he asked me for a hug. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was cool as fuck, bro.
That would be so cool.
He was telling us stories about when he got shot in the eye. He was giving us advice and like all kinds of shit, bro. He was cool.
Damn. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't have like I don't know. I don't want to say nostalgia. I don't have the connection with him at all or their music, but I love that to hear that he's like such a cool down to earth dude, you know.
He was awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
Like I said, I don't know why he was there, but he performed My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me.
Oh, cool.
Which I was like, oh, we just quoted these bars last week. You know what I'm saying? I showed him. Like, look, we quoted your shit.
That's what's up. Hell but, yeah. They say that's all we need. We need an endorsement from Bushwick Bill.
Bushwick's the man, bro.
We need John, what's his name? Steve Madden. Frank Madden.
Frank Madden, bro.
Steve Madden. That's the girl shoes, yeah. I think.
I mean, we'll take him too.
So Frank Madden,
he could probably teach us a thing or two about getting some bitches.
Yeah, man.
I would imagine Steve Madden got all the bitches.
Maybe. He's probably be gay.
He's maybe. Even so, he's probably swimming in bitches. And if he's gay, then he's happy to share them, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Well, that's what's up, man. Well, we should address Stan Lee died yesterday.
Yep.
Rest in peace. Even if you weren't a comic book fan, such as Ends, you know, it's still, he did a lot for this world. Brought a lot of happiness.
I mean, rest in peace to him, but I don't know anything about him. I have nothing to add here.
Yeah, I know. I don't really have much either.
I know that was like big news though. Like,
yeah, I mean, I got on Reddit. It was literally the top 10 to 15 posts were all like Stan Lee died and on all different subreddits. That's pretty crazy. But I mean, dude was 95. He had a good fucking run.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, he is the shit. He brought us fucking Spider-Man, dude. I mean, come on. What more can you say?
Fuck yeah.
Of the Avengers in general. He's the fucking man.
Yeah.
This for you, Stan Lee.
Boom, boom, boom. I finished Robbie's World.
Okay, I seen you were tweeting or some shit about that.
Yeah, I went over to the studio, finished Robbie's World, so now I'm just waiting on Bobby Cray to finish mixing it, and it's done.
It's just you remixing.
It's the whole Bobby's World EP with verses removed from Bobby and my verses added.
Okay.
Or my verses added on.
So it's as if you were just a feature on every
right,
song.
Right, I basically redid it so that I was featured on every song on the album.
That's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
I'm looking forward to hearing it too. Thanks, Bobby.
Did you like write and record it all in one night?
I think it was 2 days.
Okay.
It was two different sessions. Like I would have done it all in one except for the first session that I was doing. Like he had people coming through for studio time. So like I had to stop.
Okay.
So I went back and finished it this week and it's done.
That's pretty fucking sweet.
Now I'm just waiting on the mixes.
Can't wait to hear it, man.
Me either.
I need to hear some new shit.
Me too.
From you.
Me too.
Looking forward. You've been hyping up like four albums since we started this show, and I haven't seen a single fucking one.
I have two projects that I've been working on. I've been working on Robbie's World, which I got done, and I've been working on my other project, which has experienced some different hiccups along the way, but is almost done.
What hiccups?
My son like fucked my computer up, and I lost everything. Like, I don't have any of my beats. Like, I had hundreds of beats that I bought. They're gone.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I was asleep. My son went in there and started poking around on my computer, and it's gone.
You could probably run a recovery program.
It's gone, bro.
Bro, bring that hard drive over here. I got you.
It's gone, bro. I mean, I can try, but it's gone.
All right. Let's see.
Yeah.
No. But on the way.
So I'm waiting on Bobby Cray to finish up Robbie's World.
Okay.
And then that's going to be ready
like,
to rock.
He's like finishing it up.
He's got to mix it.
Okay. I got you.
Like I just laid him. You know what I'm saying? A lift. I need somebody that has a fucking tricycle for my album cover for Robbie's World. I need a fucking big wheel, bro.
Yeah, I don't have one. Sorry.
I'm going to have to go to Goodwill.
Yeah, they definitely will have one.
Go to Goodwill. I'll be sitting on my big wheel.
Big wheel or a tricycle?
I mean, the same thing. Like a big wheel tricycle.
Okay.
Like Bobby from...
You call it a fucking big
Howie
wheel.
Mandel.
It's just a big wheel. Just a big wheel.
Well, it's a tricycle. It's three
Nobody
wheels.
Calls
That's
that
a tricycle, bro.
Come on, bro.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Anyway, I went on a date.
Okay.
That was cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you smash?
No.
Oh, wow. Gentlemen. One date, huh?
Just one date. It was cool.
Where'd you meet this broad?
None of your fucking business.
I just wanted to say broad. That's all.
Nah, I went on a date. She was cool.
Yeah?
It was cool. Yeah.
Okay. You just didn't try to put your business out there like that? Did you meet her at work?
No.
Okay.
But
Tinder?
Nope.
POF?
Nope.
All right, how'd it go?
I'd be on there. I'm not ashamed of any of that. I'm just saying, like,
I, dude, if I was single, I'd be on every single
one of them. I'm not trying to blast, right? Like, her business either. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's not like you're giving her first and last name out here. Who gives a fuck?
I mean, anybody with half a brain could put this together, bro. It's not that. It's not that confusing.
Nobody watches this shit.
Huh? I mean, her baby daddy was.
Oh shit!
Last week.
Ooh. All right. Well, what'd you guys? Let's just continue. What'd you guys do on your date? Where'd you go?
We went to the movies and they were closed.
What?
Yeah. So we just hung out.
The fuck, man.
Yeah. She lived in Grove City, so like I drove out there, like picked her up. We went to the movies and the movies were closed at like 8 o'clock. And I was, the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
What'd you guys end up doing then?
Just hung out.
Like in a parking lot?
Yeah. Like she was like, fuck it, let's kick it. And I was like, fuck it, let's
kick
it.
You didn't go like get something to eat?
Nah, I mean, I would have. She didn't want to. I'm like, fuck it, we'll do whatever you want.
Finger blaster in the Walmart parking lot?
Nah, we went to fucking Target, bro, and walked around. Just bullshitted and kicked it.
Okay, that's cool.
It was cool though. It was fun.
Hell yeah, dude. That sounds cool. Getting out there. You're putting yourself out there. That's cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm glad to hear that.
It was a good date. Like, I mean, the date was kind of crappy, but like, it wasn't her fault or my fault. It was like the movies were closed, so that's why the date was crappy. But like, we had a good time.
Oh, that sounds cool. I mean, I've had many a good chats in a Walmart parking lot while I finger blast a random skank.
It wasn't a Walmart parking lot. I didn't finger blast anybody. We like kicked it, bro. It was cool.
All right.
Yeah.
I know.
I bought a pillow.
Oh. You finger blast the pillow?
A few times.
Okay.
A few times.
How good is this pillow that you have to mention it?
Huh?
How good? This pillow must be really fucking good if you even brought this up.
I just haven't had a pillow in a really long time.
What? You just don't sleep on a pillow?
Well, I don't normally use a pillow.
What do you lay on?
I usually like my head flat.
Oh, like a Dracula?
Yeah, like I like my head like flat on a mattress or whatever, but I haven't slept on a mattress in so fucking long.
What?
I'm sleeping on a couch.
You're sleeping on the couch?
Yeah, because me and my baby's mom split up, so I've been sleeping on a couch.
Oh, I thought you at least had like a guest bedroom situation going on.
Nah, there's like two spare beds at where I'm staying, but like my kids sleep in them, bro.
I got you. All right.
But
so you got a pillow, finally.
Yeah,
after
so
all
I
these
bought
years.
A pillow, and it was cool. I got a pillow now. Coming up in the world.
Great.
A pillow is something I never would have gone on. I happened to like walk by and like feel a pillow, and I was like, that's nice, and I don't have one, so I'm going to buy it.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah.
We're pillow talking.
Yeah. I don't know. This is what I got today, bro. Like, I know. We got a really eventful episode. Fuck it. I bought a PC case. How about that?
That's cool.
Is that more interesting?
That's interesting. I mean, to me, I don't know how much the listener gives a fuck. But
I mean, they're gamers, right? So they got to give a fuck about PC parts.
Okay. What's cool about this case?
It's the H500i by NZXT. It's fucking badass.
Okay.
It, it is real super sleek and smooth. It's got RGB lights inside. It's badass. I'm excited. I can't wait to build my PC.
I'm looking forward to helping you, man. That sounds like real fun.
I think it's gonna be a fucking nightmare.
It ain't gonna be that bad.
It's not gonna be like building your PC.
My PC was easy.
Well, I'm sure it was. I don't think building a PC is all that hard, but I'm not gonna make this particularly easy because I'm gonna add like I have an AIO. I'm guessing you use the stock fan on your processor, right?
No,
like the fan that came with the processor.
No, I got a fancy. I got a fancy like
water cooler.
Nope, it's not a water cooler.
Because I'm getting a water.
It's cooler. A hyper. Who knows? Who cares?
I'm getting the NZXT Kraken like water cooler. So it's like a thing. It has like a radiator, and you have to mount it. And there's like fans on it, and except for like there's like fans in the case, but I want to take those out and replace them with RGB fans. And like I said, it's got the lighting node thing inside the case, so that has like a bunch of RGB connectors that we have to hook up. And it's just gonna be like a bitch, bro.
All right, well,
but it's gonna be so fucking badass when it's done.
How about do all the stupid annoying shit first, and then bring it over here?
No, because we have to unbox everything on camera. It's gonna be sweet, bro. Okay. We'll live stream. We'll make a day of it.
All right.
Have like a day where that's what we do.
This is my
it'll be badass.
Spend a day. I get the privilege of helping you build an annoying
you don't
computer.
Have to. I'll do it myself. Except for then I won't like it won't be like a cool iconoclast thing.
I got you, man. I'm into it. I mean I'm 100% down to help. I'm just giving you shit.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be awesome. I'm so excited about it, bro.
You just gotta get the expensive parts and you're good to go.
I got expensive parts.
Okay.
Although it is a Ryzen build, so I went the budget route, but it's still badass.
Okay.
But like I'm gonna get a 2070, I think, RTX 2070, which is a new graphics card that just came out, so it's gonna be like fucking monster.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
They're new. Like, they're like, you know, like 2080 Ti and shit, you know, all those. Once it's like higher than all those.
Then just get the budget one that's one step down and save like $300.
I'm getting the budget one because the new ones are the 2070 and the 2080 and the 2080 Ti, and I'm getting the 2070, which is the lowest of the three.
Oh.
So I'm getting the new cards, but the lowest one.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fucking great. I can't wait. Fuck yeah. Woo. All right, let's move on. It's probably not the most interesting conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I think I do appreciate the updates, but I mean, how much can you really squeeze out of PC?
You can't really. I'm just excited about it, so I'm just willing to talk about it at the same time.
I'm down with hearing about it, man.
My list is almost gone.
Well, I'll see if I had anything on my list. I know you were excited mentioning before the show we were talking about new Pokemon game.
Fuck yeah.
That's coming out in like a week or so.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's this week. I think it's like Friday.
Okay.
Pokemon Let's Go.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm hoping that we'll still be able to like trade Pokemon without being able to go online. You know what I mean? Maybe if we're on like a local network, maybe we can. I mean, because I want to remember we were talking about like a year ago talking about getting this game, and
that was before we hacked shit though.
I know. And then we were talking.
Hack is cooler than trade Pokemon.
We were talking about how we were going to trade Pokemon and talk about it on the show, man.
Fuck yeah! So I'm all in though on Pokemon. Fuck yeah!
Yeah,
we're heading back to Kanto, bitches.
Speaking of which, did you watch this Pokemon Detective Pikachu trailer?
I did not. It's Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu.
It was really cool. Here, I'll show you.
Ryan Reynolds is Pikachu?
Yeah.
That's really strange, bro. There was a Detective Pikachu game, wasn't there?
Yeah, it's for the 3DS.
Yeah, I haven't played it. I heard it was pretty good, though. I heard it was like real kitty, though.
In that game, Pikachu talks, and he has like a gruff voice like this and shit.
That's really odd.
Yeah, and this one, it's just Ryan Reynolds. But what's interesting is in the trailer, it kind of talks about it. Pikachu sees him. He's like, I'm going to shock you if you don't get the fuck out of here, pretty much. It's funny. And then, he's like, you can understand me? I can understand you. Like, he's like, normally people can only hear Pika Pika when I talk. And they even go up to like some girls on the street and she's like, oh, you're so cute. And he's like, Pika Pika. But he's really like, yeah, baby. Like saying some funny shit. There he is. I mean,
don't you think this is such an odd direction? If for their first live action Pokemon movie, they're doing like Detective Pikachu.
It's very odd.
This is so fucking strange.
I do appreciate that it seems like they are starting, they're going to be like, building this Pokemon universe, essentially, like movie universe, with the inclusion of like all these other random Pokemon.
Pikachu
on
looks
here.
Pretty good on here.
He looks great. I think they did a really fucking good job of it.
It's just odd that it's Detective Pikachu instead of just Pikachu or something. Like, I don't know. It's just an odd direction to take this.
Yeah, it has something to do with the dude's like dad was a detective and, you know, they're on the hunt for him because he's missing, like some shit like that.
It seems like such a spinoff thing.
I know. It's
like,
weird.
Like, how we should be breaking ground. I don't know.
I guess how many times do you need to tell the whole fucking here's
Bulbasaur,
the story
Jigglypuff?
Yeah, here's the whole story. There's
Charizard. Ooh, who's that?
I don't know.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know all of them.
I know all the original ones. I know some of them past that, but not really.
Yeah, but I think it looks pretty cool. I was showing the kids yesterday.
This shit looks pretty tight. That's Mr. Mime.
Yeah.
Bro, this shit looks tight. I'm in.
We'll check it out,
man. I'm fucking in. Pokemon, fuck yeah. Gotta catch them.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say, like, how many times do they need to tell the whole fucking Ash Ketchum story? Like, we get it. He wants to be a Pokemon trainer and he collects Pokemon. Like, I'm kind of glad they decided not to just go that route, you know? Not to mention they would have to render every single goddamn Pokemon while he collected them and shit. Where with this, they may only have to do 20 of them.
Right, but how dope would that be if they had, like, they, like, broke that down to, like, I don't know, 10 movies, and like each one was like him beating the gym leader and shit. That shit would be off the hook, bro.
That would
like live action, that shit would be so tight, bro.
That would be pretty cool.
I mean,
they've already done it with the cartoon movies, though, so why reinvent the wheel, I guess?
Because they're cartoon movies. Like,
there's like 20 of them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
I've never seen any of them.
I don't know if I've seen any of the movies. I've seen like a lot of the original show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I used to watch the original show back in the
shit was tight as fuck, bro.
It was.
Misty and Brock and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My kids were obsessed with watching. I think Kylie sat down and watched. I put them on Plex, and Kylie sat and watched literally every single episode, like while she went to bed for like a month.
I will say, I at one point they were on Netflix, and I like started to watch it. Like, fuck yeah, nostalgia.
Yeah.
And I watched like three episodes before I was like, yeah, I'm not anymore. Like, it was like cool for a minute, but it was like, this is a better memory than it is a reality.
Yeah, yeah. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
I feel that.
But fuck it.
But fuck it.
Yeah. Let me see what else I got. You see, there's a Child's Play reboot in the makes.
I did read about that yesterday.
I don't know how I feel about it.
It's made by the people who made It, supposedly.
Well, that's cool, except for the poster has, like, on the Chucky box, he's got, like, a Wi-Fi thing and, like, all this stuff. So it's, like, modernized, and yeah. I don't know if that's as cool modern.
Okay.
Like, I think it was better.
I didn't watch the trailer. Let's
like, in the 80s. I didn't know that there was a trailer.
I mean, supposedly this is. It says Charles teaser. What?
Charles T. What the fuck is this?
2019
bro?
Child's Play.
I just saw the poster for it. And like I said, on the box of his like toy box, it has like a Wi-Fi logo and like all that kind of shit. So it's like a modernized version. I don't know if that's going to be as good. Every time they like when they did it with Blair Witch, like it would have been better if it was still in the 90s.
I don't know, man. I mean, what's the point of rebooting
What's wrong with timepieces, bro? Well, why does everything have to be modernized?
Well, if you're going
to
reboot it, you might as well put a different spin on it rather than just do it beat for beat exactly the same. Because that movie already exists and it's still sweet. You know what I mean?
I understand that. I think horror is hard to modernize.
He said the last one had 20 Chuckies.
Did
it?
Yeah, Cult of Chucky.
I never saw that one.
Bro, it was tight, though. It was like, it was pretty good, though.
Really?
It was. I know it sounds dumb, but it was pretty good, though. Like, Bride of Chucky and Seed of Chucky were terrible, but the last one was all right. I saw that they're doing, like, a TV show spinoff that continues that, the original Chucky series.
Yeah?
Yeah. But.
Okay. When's he going to move? Come on, move. Oh, there it is.
Eyes. He gave you a little side eye.
Cute.
That's gonna be it, huh? Right there, boom, done. But I don't know. I like Child's Play, so I'm interested. But
I'll watch it.
I think horror. When you take like 80s horror movies and shit like that, and you modernize them, it usually doesn't work as well because once you throw in like how technology has changed into that like horror formula, it usually spoils it.
Oh wait, are they really fucking calling it Charles?
No, I don't think that's
that really said Charles. Look.
I don't think that's accurate. I think somebody probably added that.
What the fuck
that.
Is this?
I don't think
is this
fan actually,
made.
Yeah, that's gotta be, bro. It's 15,000 views. It's definitely fan made.
Yeah, what the fuck are we watching here? We're giving these people views. But, fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh well.
But
2019 new details and release date. So I do want to see the picture though. Let me
the movie poster that I saw that was supposedly official was it said Child's Play on it.
Hmm.
So I think it's like a straight
okay
reboot.
Oh, this is what you saw then.
Charles Lee Ray, Adidui Dembela, Dipwasayo. I forget the whole thing, but yeah.
Hey, you knew that?
Yeah, I've seen those movies a million times. I own them all, bro. Like, I loved Child's Play when I was a kid. Like, I grew up, like, watching that shit like crazy.
I've maybe only watched them, like, a couple times ever.
Oh, I fucking love them. The first three are great. The next two are terrible. And then the next two after that are pretty good.
Okay. Spam.
But they did have, like, a phase where there was, like, two really, really, really bad Child's Play movies.
Yeah, I mean, I watched like the last
like
one.
Bride
I watched
of Chucky.
I watched Bride of Chucky.
It was kind of charming in its own way, but it was really not very good.
Yeah,
Seed of Chucky was really fucking bad.
Yeah, I never,
which sucks because that's the one that Redman was in, but not a good movie.
Redman was in fucking Chucky movie.
Fuck yeah, he was tagging Jennifer Tilly or whatever her fucking name is.
I always liked her. She always has some like huge jugs
yeah,
and everything.
She was stacked, bro.
Let me Google her.
Yeah. She
and then I'll Google myself.
Her voice is fucking annoying.
Zoinks.
Her voice is fucking annoying, but I could put up with it. She's rad.
Accidentally click smoke break.
She's rad,
guess.
Bro.
Yeah, let me see. Jennifer Tilly. I'm surprised one of these doesn't say Jennifer Tilly
nude
breasts. Yeah. Damn.
Oh, she looks rough up there up top.
All right, here, let's show the viewers what we see. That's Jennifer Tilly. Oh, here, we'll put it behind us.
That one with the pink background, she does not look so great in.
This one here? Yeah, she looks pretty bad there.
I mean, I think she's definitely older. She probably looks good for her age.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look at this, though.
Yeah, look at those cans.
Boing! Boing!
Oh, God.
There she was in Chucky.
Yeah.
Boing! All right.
I suck on her toes.
I don't know why I keep feeling like I have to say boing.
All right, moving on. Valve is apparently working on their own VR headset. Mm. And they're also apparently working on Half-Life VR.
Mm, maybe that's going to be Half-Life 3.
I seriously doubt that, but we'll see. I mean, but that's pretty fucking cool. Valve does everything well.
Yeah, they do.
Like, Valve, like, never fails. Like, it's always great.
Yeah.
So.
I guess so. I can't think of a rebuttal for that.
Anytime they're doing anything, I'm just like, cool. Sounds good to me. Keep doing it. Do more of it.
Yeah.
They just do everything well. They never fucking put out bullshit.
Not too shabby.
Yeah. okay, can I tell you I played some of the Fallout 76 beta?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you about that because you said you were
I think I did that like 2 weeks ago and still haven't talked about it on here.
Yeah,
I think
you
have forgotten every week.
I meant to ask you about that.
I only played a very brief little piece.
Okay. What about what happened with it?
It looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Like the graphics looks phenomenal.
Okay.
I just played the beginning sequence where you like kind of come out of the vault and then you like kind of go out of the world. And I went out in the world very, very briefly and like shut it off and went back to Red Dead, just figuring that this game was just about to come out and I was going to play it when I played it. So there's no point in me wasting my Red Dead time playing the beta.
Okay.
But I just got a little taste of it.
I mean, how long did you play it?
Hour and a half.
Really?
It looks phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
It was very annoying because right when I started, immediately, as soon as the game like loaded in, I had like fucking four dudes because it's like all online. And like four dudes like crying babies in the background. They're like screaming and shit and like trying to be my friend. I don't even have a headset on. I'm like, I don't even want to talk to you.
Like,
I just wanted to check the game out briefly. I didn't really want to like make friends and like make this a nightly endeavor. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Not what I was looking for here. So that happened. Combat looked smooth. Like everything looked good. Everything from what I, from that little piece that I got looked great.
Okay.
I'm excited about it. Comes out. Might be out of like 9 tonight.
Oh, it comes out tonight?
I mean, it's tomorrow is the release date, but usually if they do a night release, it'll be at like 9 p.m.
That's pretty cool.
So it might be out tonight. I don't know.
I think I'll wait to play, invest anything in that.
Well, I'm definitely going to play it. I'm definitely going to get it.
Mm.
I was having the dilemma of like, do I go, like I have it pre-ordered. Should I go pick it up? Or should I wait, save my money a little longer?
Well, I mean, what else do you have to wait for to see if it's any better than the beta? Is that what you're considering?
Well, I got like a Switch filled with fucking games now, and that's also have Pokemon coming out this week.
Yeah, cancel that shit. Save $60.
But I'm going to buy it either way. So it's like,
well, wait.
What am I saving it for? Like, it's going to get spent.
Look at it like this. It'll definitely go on sale for Black Friday or sometime between then and Christmas for $40.
I'd rather be playing Fallout than pretty much anything else. I love Fallout.
Yeah, but you'll be playing Pokemon. Maybe.
I haven't decided. It depends. I'm probably going to get it because it's going to come out and I'm gonna be like, oh, I can go play Fallout right now.
Yeah.
I get impatient.
Okay. Whatever, man. We'll see what.
There's that. Speaking of which, I finished Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, yeah? Okay. What about it?
Nothing.
Oh, really?
No, it was good. It was really good.
Really good or just okay?
No, it was really good. I loved it. It's weird to me how, like, once you, like, get to, like, the back end of the game, like, the last, like, 20% of the campaign is, like, real slow. But, which is, like, totally not how games work. Like, normally it amps up.
Yeah.
It got real slow. Like, the last mission was amped up. But, like, other than that, like, there's a lot of you just being the ranch hand and trying to get your family together and a lot of that. But it was really good. The story was phenomenal. Game's great. It's just a fucking great game. Really, really highly recommend it to everybody. It's, I mean,
10 out of 10 still?
Yep.
Mm, you look like you're not too sure about that.
No, I'm still debating on what my game of the year is.
Okay. I got you.
Unsure.
You got it. We should go through and try to figure out how many games we've even played or finished.
I've got like a list of like my game of the year candidates.
Yeah.
Like I got like my award show candidates lined up so that when I can keep track of them so I don't forget things. And Red Dead's definitely on there.
Well,
Red Dead is the business, bruh.
Let me get it when you're done.
Oh, yeah, I should have brought it. I should have brought it today.
Well, if you're not going to, I mean, do you have like little odds and ends shit you're still trying to tie up on it?
No, I'm
I mean, I'm in no rush because I got plenty of games to play too. Not to mention, I've been playing the fuck out of Destiny still. So
I'm done with it. You still need to finish Horizon, bro. When you finish Horizon, you can have Red Dead.
Okay, deal.
Horizon's better than Red Dead.
All right, really?
Horizon's one of like.
Going on record saying that?
Yeah, but like Horizon is just fucking so unbelievable. I love Horizon.
That good, huh?
I mean, everybody else may not agree. They're both phenomenal games. Like, it's,
I mean, I like
if somebody said Red Dead's better, it wouldn't be offensive.
I like what I've played of Horizon, but I haven't like fallen in love with it.
I fell in love with it. It was great. But you also like, I don't know how far you're in, but like a lot of it is like, there's going to be some story beats that are going to like pull you all the way in. And when you hit those, you're going to be like, oh my God.
Okay. I'm looking forward to
it's
that.
It's fucking great.
Hopefully we get Last of Us 2 like right at the beginning of the year too. That'd be nice.
We're not getting at the beginning of this year, like 2019. Because they'd have a date for it already. Yeah, they'd have a date for it. They would have given it to us E3 if that was the case. And besides, we got Resident Evil 2 coming out in January. I know that like March has that like loaded date with like Anthem and all the other big games. So like you're probably looking at back end.
Dag nabbit.
I'd love Last of Us 2 right now. I'm with you, but like it's not, it's further off than that.
Okay.
But that's okay. We got Resident Evil 2 coming out in January, which is the number one most important game in the world, period. It's the greatest game ever remade, and it looks phenomenal.
I won't get it.
I will. I'll play it for both of us.
Okay. And I'll play it maybe when you're done. Should I, do you think I should run? Remember we made a deal to play through each other's games. Should I wait until that comes out or should I play the original Resident Evil 2?
See, I want to say play the original because I just love it so deeply, except I don't know that if you don't have the nostalgia for it, that's any good to you.
Yeah.
Like you could try to play that and be like, this is fucking garbage, bro.
I'll try.
Like it's the nostalgia for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like
I'll get it and try it.
But the new one looks fucking good, bro.
He said I need Mark Bowman. He's listening. What's up, man? He said I need a new Paper Mario.
Those I never played the original Paper Mario.
I never played the ones. There's two of them for the 64. No, there's at least one. And then there's another one for the GameCube. And then there's one for the original Wii. And that's the only one I've played, that Paper Mario. And that one was fucking great. That was the first
game. I'm pretty sure Paper Mario's on my NES Classic. Isn't there a Paper Mario?
No.
Super Mario RPG. That's
Super Mario RPG.
It's different.
Yes, it is different. No, yeah.
I thought it was the same thing.
Super Mario RPG is like 3D, like kind of like a three quarter like down. Like
my son was playing it this week.
It's a tight. That's one of the tightest games ever.
I hooked that fucking NES Classic up for my son this week.
Yeah.
And like normally, when he tries to play something like that, he's constantly pestering me to come help him and stuff.
Yeah.
And like for some reason, like this week, I sat him down on a beanbag chair and he got his controller out and he was just fucking in the Super Nintendo for like 7 hours. I was so proud of him. I was such a proud dad. Like, oh, he's just doing it. He's hit that stride. Like,
look at him go.
He's in there just loving the Super Nintendo. And it was such a proud dad moment for me. And I just knew all the things that he was discovering and what that felt like. And I was like, I'm so happy for you right now.
That's amazing. What shit was he playing?
He was playing Super Mario RPG. He was playing Super Mario World. He was playing Yoshi's Island.
Okay.
He was playing fucking Zelda.
Okay.
And, like, my little 5-year-old son was just going ham, bro. Mario Kart, like all of it. And I was Donkey Kong.
Hell yeah.
And it was fun for me to watch him just taking that in. Like he wasn't in that like pestering me mode. He was like in it himself. And that like, yeah, I was proud.
I've tried to get my kids to sit down and play old school games. And I've got them to here and there for like 10, 15 minutes at a time and shit. But
I mean, really the problem has been, he's just been so little that he hasn't.
How old is he?
He's 5.
Okay.
So like up until now, every time I've tried, he's like, he's been okay at it, needed help. Like he could play the newer Mario Karts by himself because they have all the things that like guide you and things like that help him. So he really likes that. But like other than that, like he can play some of the Game Boy Mario side scrollers.
Okay.
But like every time I've tried to put him onto Super Mario World, it seemed to be too tough for him.
Okay.
This time he was like, he was going with it. And I was like watching, and I was just like super proud of him.
That's
like,
awesome.
And like the other thing too is like, I know the feeling of experiencing all those things for the first time and how just awesome that was. And I wish I could feel that again. And I just got to feel it for him. You know what I'm saying? Like he's feeling that right now. He's got that feeling that I wish I could get back. It was awesome.
Yeah. That's a great moment, man.
It was nice.
Yeah, I get that. You know, sometimes if I get the kids to sit down and watch movies or whatever, you know, I know the feeling.
Like, I wish I could go back and play Ocarina of Time for the first time again. Yeah. Like, I really wish I could feel that again. But, like, it's okay, because he's going to get to, and I'm going to be able to, like...
But you know what? That's awesome. But, you know, there's so many things that either you haven't done, that other people have that feeling for, that you can still do, you know? So you can still achieve it, just not with the exact same thing, you know?
You're absolutely right. But, like, I think everybody has their interests. So, like...
Yeah.
I am clearly more prone to liking video games than a lot of other people.
Sure.
Right? So, like, I naturally have found video games as a hobby.
Yeah.
Most of the things that I'm really into, like rapping and video games and, you know, sports, like, I've found those things. While there are other things that I'm sure I would like, the things that I have that natural affinity for, I've already found.
I got you.
So it's not the same for, like, something else, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I'm more referring to, like for example, I have that... I know what you mean when, like, about Ocarina of Time, especially, but I had the same feeling like when I played A Link to the Past or.
I know what you're saying. I mean,
something like that, whatever.
Again, you're right. You're right, because there are definitely video games that I can find that feeling for. But yeah. I mean, like, I think part of that too is like.
Just the childlike wonder.
Well, I mean, I've been aware of video games too, so like. I've steered myself towards the video games I'm interested in. So while there probably are other video games that I've skipped past that I would really love, most of the ones that are really up my alley I found.
Yeah, I hear you. Because
those are the ones that are up my alley.
I hear you. I can appreciate that. Personally, I enjoy trying to find the next new thing I'm going to love.
I'm really interested in Earthbound because I've never played Earthbound. I know how much you love Earthbound, and I also know that that is the type of game that I would love.
Yeah.
So while I don't have the nostalgia for it, mm-hmm. and while I know that that's going to be up my alley.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm still going to be prone to enjoying that.
Sure. You just won't. I get it. I get what you're saying. You're not going to have the same sense of like amazingness that you would have had when you were like maybe a kid first discovering that, maybe Absolutely. Even that genre.
But I mean, like Ocarina of Time, like I remember when I first played Ocarina of Time because nobody bought that game for me.
Yeah.
My grandmother had that game for herself. And, you know, I was playing the Nintendo 64 and just one of the games sitting there and I never played it. So I just plugged it in.
Yeah.
And just started playing it. And it was like, that was something I never would have found had it not just been sitting on the shelf.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have ever gone to the store and picked that out. I didn't know anything about Zelda. Like, that was just sitting there and I just plugged it in. And it was like, what the fuck did I find, bro?
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, I mean that's the moments you live for, man. You gotta try to find that whenever you can, whenever you're not fucking wasting your life working or sleeping.
Yeah, I mean that's real.
Yeah, that's some real talk right there. Getting real on that ass. I watched something interesting the other day. I know you. We all know I love Darren Brown.
Right. Darren Brown's cool.
Worlds collided the other day. He was on fucking Joe Rogan. I just saw it. I was like, what the fuck? Like, that's like two of my favorite things,
yeah,
you know?
That is two of your favorite things.
It was crazy. But I've heard Darren Brown talk a lot because I've listened to like his audiobooks and shit like that too. And he's a very strange guy. I think he's like one of those guys that's just too smart to like really even enjoy having a conversation with. Like, I feel like he's just on like another level when he's talking. Like, here, for example, like him and Joe Rogan were talking, and like Joe Rogan would ask him a question and then Darren Brown would like, not to mention he's like has this British charisma,
right?
And he's like going off on this like tale, like this amazing tale of somebody he met a long time ago, and then like then he after literally like a 5-minute tirade, he'll like bring it back to like kind of half answer the question he like Joe Rogan asked. Because like he just can't bring himself to just say like, yeah, this was cool. You know what I mean? It's just it's the point I'm trying to make is this is it's interesting hearing a guy like that talk for so long. It's rare that you hear him like we've talked about with Elon Musk too. Just smart people talking for long lengths of time.
I never feel like somebody's too smart for me to have a conversation with. I feel like I'm bright enough that I can have a conversation with anybody. Sure. But I do feel like when I'm having a conversation with somebody that's clearly smarter than me, I want to pull back on the conversation and just absorb everything I have to say.
And that,
like when I have that moment where it clicks, where I'm like, oh, you're real smart.
Yeah.
That's when I shut the fuck up and I just start asking questions. Okay, what about this?
Yeah.
And I just start taking in everything. Like I used to work at a nightclub, bro. And there was this fucking dude that was one of the bartenders. And like, if you didn't know him, Like, if you just saw him, he was like big, muscly black guy, always had his shirt off and was like serving drinks. And like, he looked like he could be douchey, bro. And every time this dude talked, I was like, oh, you're smart, bro. And I would just sit there and just fucking, I wanted to take in everything he had. My dude, B-Dot, he worked there with me, and we were like, both of us, who are way smarter than your average fucking person, were like sitting here like, I want to hang out with him, bro. Like, I want to hear everything he has to say about everything. Like, he knows some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you want to absorb that.
Well, thankfully, during the Darren Brown conversation, you could tell Joe Rogan had that same sense. He was smart. Like, normally, like, Joe Rogan will, he'll kind of interrupt people or interject with, like, disagree with them or question them on something they said.
Right,
but
or play devil's advocate.
He did a lot of just, like, kind of sitting and, like, listening. And, you know, like I said, when Darren Brown talks, it's like, I mean, he has, like, a flow to it, you know?
But, I mean, that's, like, the funny thing, like, is like, if you watch a lot of interviews, like, radio interviews, things like that, podcasts, you'll see, like, when people clearly know the other person's, like, a fucking retard. And they're like, bro, do you realize the fuck? And so they start asking them questions, and the person won't be, and they'll be like, no, but, and they'll be trying to be nice about it and shit, but they'll be, like, really trying to, like, you're not very smart. And then you have other moments like that where you're like,
yeah,
that happens.
Well,
bro,
well, if you're not a fan of Darren Brown or don't know anything about him, I think listening to this podcast with him and Joe Rogan is actually a good starting place, because Darren also does a very good job. He knows that he's not, like, well known over here, but he does an amazing job of kind of, like, just in the middle of a conversation, like, kind of throwing out, oh yeah, well, when I did this show called The Push, blah 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 blah, or when I did this show called The Blah Blah Blah, where I did this and this and this, he gives you a lot of little anecdotes about some of his more popular specials, which is really interesting, especially if you don't know who he is. The reason he was on Joe Rogan, though, is because he has a, I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but he has a brand new one that aired, like, last week, maybe. It's called Sacrifice. It's on Netflix, which is a big fucking deal, because everyone has Netflix and not everybody knows who Darren Brown is. Whoops, I thought I knocked my coffee over. But I watched it the other day with the kids. They sat down and watched it with me, and they were pretty interested.
The bank robbery one fucked my head up, bro.
Yeah, that one's crazy.
I watched a few of them. I watched the one where he, like, there was one where there was, like, two envelopes, and one had a bunch of money in it, and he made him pick the one that didn't have the money in it. There was, like, it might have been the same one, I'm not sure, but there's another one where, like, at the end, he had, like, this giant billboard, and he's, like, pulling it off, and it had, like, the address of where they were at on it and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I watched a few of them. Like, he was interesting.
So
he
you probably watched one of his stage shows.
Yeah, I watched, like, two or three of his stage shows, and then I watched the bank robbery one.
Okay. Well, one of his stage shows is called Miracle. It's on Netflix too, if you want to check that out. The Push is also on Netflix. But what's interesting is The Sacrifice, just long story short, because I know I could talk about Darren Brown all day.
To be clear, for those of you that don't know who Darren Brown is, he tries to get me to watch all kinds of shit all the time. I have no interest in most of it. I had no interest in Darren Brown. Darren Brown was able to pull me into the point that I watched, like, four or five of these. Yeah. So, like, to be very clear, like, this is, he's pretty fucking tight.
He's the fucking man.
Go ahead.
To call him a magician is, like,
he's
a
more
slap
of a
in the face.
Yeah, he's not even really a magician. He's more of, like, a hypnotist.
He's more of a hypnotist. They talk about hypnotizing a lot on the Joe Rogan, by the way. But he's more of a master. I'd call him a master of suggestion. Like, that's the best way to put it. Like,
that's what hypnotism is, though, isn't it?
Mean,
on some level
it is. That's part of suggestion, but nevertheless, the new special is it's called Sacrifice, where he gets this guy that's, like, a right-wing conservative, like, anti-immigration, kind of, like, borderline racist, you know, guy from Florida. And he does this vetting process with all these people and whittles it down to this guy, he as being, like, suggestible and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
This guy doesn't know.
That's, like, the other thing, too, is he makes it very clear, like, he doesn't try to, like, lie about shit. So when he's selecting people, he basically says, like, some people are more suggestible than others. I'm trying to pick the people that are the most suggestible.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't necessarily work with everybody whenever you want. Like, he's intentionally picking people that he knows that these things are going to work on.
Right.
And he didn't lie about it. Like, he's very clear about
well,
it.
Well,
which I think is cool. I appreciate the upfront honesty.
Well, funny you say that, because in this one, the guy doesn't know what he's, like, into, getting himself into at all. I mean, everyone goes through and signs, I'm sure, legal agreements where, you know, we can blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I'm sure Darren covers it. But nevertheless, in this one, he gets this guy, whittles it down to this guy, tells him that they're going to, he he qualifies for this experiment where they inject something like a chip into his neck.
Fuck no.
Listen, and they inject the thing into his neck, and it's supposed to make him like just happier. It's just a new like
test. I'm telling you right now, if anybody ever wanted me to be involved in anything called an experiment mm-hmm. that had to do with injecting mm-hmm. anything, the answer is no.
Yeah. Well, this guy said yes. All right. So they really do take him to like a surgeon, and like he's sitting on the chair and they cut his neck open. They obviously don't put a chip in there.
Right.
But they really do cut him open and like
placebo style.
Yes.
Kind of?
And like he thinks it's in there. And then he gives him an app. Darren Brown made this app. Well, not, I'm sure he didn't, but you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where he wants this guy to do like video diaries for him. He's talking to Darren Brown. He knows who Darren Brown is right. and that he's part of this. You know right. what I mean? Everyone over there knows who Darren Brown is. And this guy does too. He's like, his dad's from the UK or some shit. So right. he's not like dumb, you know, right. in that sense. Nevertheless, he wants him to do video diaries for this experiment, for this Darren Brown project. And the app also like does this thing where it plays this tune where every time he hears it, like it embeds like this fake confidence in him and shit.
Right.
So this is the kind of shit Darren Brown does. I mean, he puts this shit together for, I'm sure, for months. But nevertheless, at the end, the goal is to get this guy who hates immigration, hates Mexicans and shit. He wants this guy to risk his own life and throw himself in front of a bullet for an illegal immigrant. That's the goal.
Okay.
So that's why it's called Sacrifice.
That sounds tight, bro.
It's very
tight. I'm watching it, bro. That sounds fucking
tight,
bro.
Dude, it's emotional. Like, I mean, there's some moments of it where you're like, I mean, you really feel for the dude. It's so good, dude. Darren Brown is a fucking master.
After watching those, I don't think those are staged at all. I think that's very real.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
like having watched them, like I know that they could be staging them theoretically. I don't think they are.
No,
like after watching a bank heist thing, that so could have been staged. I don't think it was.
I don't think so either. I'm sure people try to debunk. I've Googled debunking Darren Brown and shit, and like no one can. Like,
well,
his reputation's on the line. His livelihood is on the line.
Well,
you know
I'm familiar enough with hypnotism. Like, I don't know shit about hypnotism, sure. but I'm aware it's real.
Yeah.
It's not made up. It's not like magic. You know what I'm saying? Like, hypnotism does exist mm-hmm. and it does work.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Like, I think it's real.
And that's all this shit is, you know? I mean, it's a form of it, you know? But I highly recommend listening to the Joe Rogan podcast. It's only 2 hours. Normally Joe does like three with them. So it's not a super long one, if you consider that not super long, right. but it was a good one.
Most podcasts are like 2-3 hours, bro.
Yeah.
Most of them.
I think Sacrifice, by the way, is only about a little over an hour. I mean, it's an easy watch.
Yeah.
Highly recommend
it. I'm going to check it out.
So
that sounds tight.
Good.
That sounds tight.
And then, yeah, and then he, like I said, watch The Push too. That's the one where he gets the guy to push somebody off a building.
Yeah,
it's tight.
Are we going to talk about voting results?
Oh, sure. Yeah, go ahead. You probably know more about it than I do. I know that the blue wave came. You know that
Democrats got the House, bro.
Yes,
it's pretty fucking tight.
MLG,
it's pretty
one.
Fucking tight.
That is tight.
And then Donald Trump was like a fucking maniac on fucking TV. Did you see that?
I only saw what John Oliver showed me.
Okay, so. Basically what happened was Democrats took back the House of Representatives,
yeah.
which is fucking great. Then Jeff Sessions got fired.
Hell yeah.
Which is fucking ridiculous. But Donald Trump got up in his press conference and basically had like the longest press conference he's had since he's been a president. And he talked about what a victory it was for the Republicans that they kept the Senate, which is ridiculous, but he sounded depressed as fuck the whole time, and he got nasty as fuck with everybody. He was throwing around insults. He the White House put out the doctored footage of the intern trying to take the microphone to try to make it look like he assaulted her, which he did not.
That was
like,
fucked up.
It was fucking crazy. That man is in trouble. Donald Trump is in trouble.
I hope so. I mean,
Democrats are going to roast him, bro.
God damn.
Now that they got the House, they can like subpoena his ass. And yeah.
Well, I hope you all went out and voted last week. Thank you. Thank you for doing so. If you did. If you didn't, well, fuck off. Get out of my country.
If you did it, you're welcome that we did for you, rat bastards.
I seen it was like record number of voters, like 50% of Ohioans or some shit, like, which is pretty impressive, to be honest.
Yeah, and like we would have had a lot more Democratic turnout, like or Democratic victories in Ohio had things not been gerrymandered so terribly.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's real fucked up.
You're going to have that. What can you do?
It was a good day.
Well, before we wrap up and go to break, what time, how long? We've probably been on. Yeah. I usually pay attention to how large the file is. Did you watch any other like movies or TV shows or anything you want to touch on before we come back from break? And we'll do our three segments.
Yeah, we got three segments now. I really didn't watch anything. I was just so fucking busy. And in the little bit of free time that I had, it was Red Dead, trying to finish that up.
You had a lot of Red Dead and a lot of rap shit going on last week.
It was a busy week for me, but
okay.
Yep, I'm all good to go here.
All right. Well, let's go to break. We'll be right back with some Raise the Bars, the top five, and Throwback Spotlight.
Throwback Spotlight. Yeah. New segment.
All right. We'll be right back.
All right. Bye.
Three, two, one.
Hey.
We're back. Hey.
Back.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, dudes?
All right. Did you have a good break?
I had a good break.
I pissed?
I didn't.
Oh. Wow.
I really need to, too.
You need to go do that real quick?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I don't really need to. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
All right, you were bitching about PUBG during the break.
Yeah, bro, PUBG. I just saw an announcement. PUBG is coming to PlayStation on December 7th, which I already have it on Xbox and PC. But I'm excited to get it on PlayStation because I can't play it on my PC currently because my PC won't run it. And I have a PlayStation Pro. So it's going to be in better condition than it is on my OG Xbox One.
That's pretty cool.
And all my buddies play on Xbox or PlayStation, so I can get my buddies to play with me.
Fuck yeah.
And if you pre-order it, it comes with Ellie's backpack.
Are you going to do
that? From The Last of Us. I'm probably going to, yeah. I've always wanted a hard copy, and I couldn't get a hard copy on Xbox because it doesn't read discs, and I couldn't get a hard copy on
PC
because there's no hard copies on PC for anything. So now I have a hard copy. So that's cool. Yeah, I'm in.
All right, man. You ready?
I'm ready.
We got a new segment we're calling the Throwback Spotlight, where every week
we're going to pick an album. We're going to give everybody a week to listen to the album, and then we're going to discuss a throwback album that we think is great.
I was thinking we never set a timeline. I was thinking the album should be at least 10 years old at a minimum.
I mean, whatever.
We picked Gin, The Rest Is History this week. Yes. You picked it. This is your choice this week.
This is my pick for the first one.
All right, here, let me bring up the cool new thing. Hey, Gin.
Boom.
The Rest Is History. All right. So this album was chosen by you.
I picked this album because I love this album.
It came out in 2004.
Yeah.
So that's 14 years ago.
Okay.
Why did you pick it? Like, what's your nostalgia for this album?
I mean, I didn't have it right when it first came out. I had it a couple years later.
Okay.
I wasn't hip to Gin in the moment. I kind of found him later on. But I just really love Gin. I think he's a great artist. I have a bunch of his albums. This is probably my favorite, but he's got some other really good ones too.
Okay. Was this his first album on Rough Riders?
Debut, this is his debut album, yes.
Okay. I was kind of pissed when I listened to it and there's not a DMX feature.
I mean, yeah, whatever. I mean, in hindsight, like, yeah, there probably should have been, but like,
yeah, I mean, that was at the height of Rough Riders, you know?
Yeah,
like Rough Riders anthem, then Gin, you know? Yeah. Like, from what I remember, I vaguely remember people talking about him, you know? There was a lot of Asians at our high school and shit around that time, but that I heard talking about him. That wasn't like a racist thing. There literally was like the groups of Asians that I would hang out with.
Yeah.
They were the breakdancing, drawing kids.
Yeah, but it makes sense that they would be drawn to Gin. Yeah. Like he was like the first real major Asian rapper. So like, I mean, obviously that was some kind of draw to me. I'm not Chinese, so
yeah,
that wasn't like a main draw to me. Like I like that there's an Asian rapper, but
it's
like,
pretty cool.
I liked him just because I liked his music. I thought he was a good battle rapper.
Yeah, but it was just different at the time. Like there was literally not an Asian rapper. I can't think of another Asian rapper, to be quite honest.
Hi.
Well, besides you.
There are not many. Gin, I know that the battle circles have like this affinity for like shitting on Gin. Gin's trash.
Really?
Like current battle rappers like to go back and pull back a Jin. He's garbage. Like he's not garbage. He's not garbage.
I should have watched some of his battle.
I don't care what nobody says. Like Jin can fucking battle rap. There's a reason he was winning all those battles. He's fucking nice. He freestyles well. Like he can come off top with some shit. So he didn't have to just stick to written like a lot of those guys do.
Yeah.
So a lot of those guys need to shut the fuck up because most of them can't freestyle nearly half as well as he can. And they also cannot write songs as well as he can. So they need to leave Jin the fuck alone.
Okay. Well, so did you listen to the album again this week?
I did.
Yeah, how many times?
A couple times.
Okay. Did anything stand out to you?
Well, like, I mean, my standouts were still my favorite standouts from before. So yeah. I have a handful of songs that are my favorite, but they were my favorite previously too.
Okay. I'd like to hear about it. What do you think? I'd like to hear your opinion before I give you mine because you're gonna give a glowing review.
I am gonna get. Obviously, I picked the album. I love this album, but I think the best songs to me are Here Now. Come On, So Afraid, Same Cry is really good. There's some really good songs in here. The one thing that I tried to preface to him, I don't know if I did it on the last episode or if I did it off camera, but I don't think Jin's a real crazy, insane, like he's not putting all these multis and speed rapping and all that kind of shit. He's just a good rapper. Like it's very like traditional rap style. It's just really good. I think it sounds good. I think he has clever lyrics. He says cool shit. He writes cool concepts. I think he's just a good rapper in like the most traditional, truest sense. That's my opinion. I like this whole album front to back. I don't know if there's any songs I don't like.
Really?
He does have some albums where like there's a lot of songs I don't like, but this, I like every song in this album. I think it's a really good album. I think the skits are funny. I just think it's a good album. What would you have to say?
What would you give it? I want to hear your score and everything first.
I'd probably give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay. I never listened to Jin before.
Okay.
So I turned it on. Like I listened to it I think I was listening to it in the car originally, but that's why I'll sometimes zone out or get interrupted. So I like trying to give shit multiple listens. I think I listened to it like about 2.5 full times.
Okay.
I made some notes on the last time. I was listening to it right before the show today. I'll say this. Jin is a good rapper. I like him. I think he has some skill. I'd like to hear if that was his, you know, first legitimate album. I would like to hear his progression because I think there's definitely room for improvement. By no means am I like some kind of rap scholar, but he's not doing anything super impressive.
He's not going to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
Like even in later albums, like it's the same kind of thing.
Right.
I do think he has some really, some albums that are really good other than this one. But he's not, he doesn't really change. He does have one album where the whole album he's rapping in Mandarin.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So like,
that's
there's
cool.
That. Learn Chinese was the big single from this one.
I was going to ask that. That one kind of rung a bell. I vaguely remember it. That song is, without a doubt, one of the top songs on the album.
I really love that song. I love on the intro the days of the chicken, the pork fried rice and the chicken wings by me coming to your house by me is over.
Yeah,
and I used to deliver Chinese food, so like every time I hear that, I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that song is dope. That's probably my second favorite song on the album. Come On is probably my first favorite song.
Come On is great.
That song is tight. It's like hype. It's got a fucking dope beat.
Yeah.
You know, he flows. He's not saying anything crazy on it, but you know, the hook is tight.
I think Come On and Here Now are very similar.
Here Now is what, the set first
I'm
song
in
on
Here
it?
Now. Yeah. Think what you want.
That one's okay. I think the hook could have been better.
I love that shit. But I think those two songs, Come On and Here Now, are very similar.
I would also like to hear more from Jin because while I do think he's dope, I think I don't think he was saying anything crazy or super interesting, but I had like the weird feeling listening to this album, like there was a lot more input than just his. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I know that there was some controversy around the song Senorita.
Really? Okay.
Because that was like a song he was forced to record.
That's what
he didn't want to write.
It
that
seemed
song.
Like that to me, he and that disappointed
he
me.
He did not want, like, that was like the single that he had to make, and the label made him make.
Yeah.
And he's been very vocal about how much he does not like that.
I'm glad to hear that, honestly, because that song in particular almost ruins the fucking album.
Bro,
for me.
I know how he feels about that. I've heard all about that. I love that song.
It's so
shake
garbage.
It, Senorita. Shake it if you can. That shit is so tight.
It's bad, man. That song.
I'm
is
going to
bad.
Miami. I'm going to the fair. See a Senorita with flowers in her hair. That shit is tight, though, bro.
It sounds
that
like
shit is fun.
It sounds like something he wrote in like half an hour just to
I
pump
think it's,
it out.
I think it's. I don't know how much of it he wrote because I'm under the impression, and it's been a long time since I thought about this, so I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure that that's like a remake of like some kind of other like pop song.
Oh.
Like they took a pop song that somebody wrote and he remade it and made it into a rap song. So like, I don't even know like the hook, like I don't even think he wrote that. I think those are...
It doesn't make it any better. I mean, the fact that that album or that song made it to the album is a disgrace to me because that's by far the worst song on the album.
I like it, but I know that he doesn't like it either. So like, that's fair, that, but I like it.
But hearing you say that makes me like him more because... I could, like I said, I was just bringing it up because I had a feeling and you confirmed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which if they did that for that song, I have a feeling they probably did it for a few other songs on the album. There's like three or four like love songs on the fucking album. Like,
yeah, but
with like chicks singing in the hook and shit. Like, give me a fucking break, man.
I think that's him. I think like he's been very...
Love Story is the only good like love song on it.
Love Story is tight, bro. Love Story is tight.
I like it for the fact...
It's like
I don't think
relatable.
It's relatable. I do like the story. You know, it's cool. I like someone telling a story beginning to end. So for that alone, I like that song. But I don't think it's, again, great. I would only give that song maybe like a 5 or a 6, you know. But it's still...
I think it's good. I think it's better than that. I don't think it's like... It's nothing crazy, you know what I'm saying? But it's good, though.
Yeah.
I think Same Cry is tight.
I don't even remember. Is that one toward the end?
Yeah, it's the end. And he's talking about like it's a story about China and how you have to like choose between your kids and shit. And
okay.
Just, I don't know. It's like it's a very real...
I blanked out
content
on that one.
Song.
Yeah.
I like that.
But yeah, I mean the whole point I was trying to say, I can feel that he has something, but this album I don't think is a good display, and that's coming from literally the only shit I've heard from him.
You'd probably like some of his other albums then, because like he has some that are like a lot more backpacker themed.
I would like to... I don't know what that means.
Like real underground hip hop rapper style. Like,
okay. I was just going to say, I would like to hear like him doing a rap album in the style of like Kamikaze or something, where it's just like straight bars and flows. And
he does, like he's more of like he'll do like a rap album more in the sense of like... I don't know who's a good example.
He seems like he's a good storyteller. I hope he has a lot more storytelling.
He has one album. I remember me and my buddy at the time, we went to the Best Buy and we were looking at his CDs and we picked up one that had a song called Fuck Jay-Z on it.
Okay.
And we bought this.
From Jen?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we bought it and we put it in the car and we're driving back from Best Buy and we're listening to it. And he has this whole thing where he's like, you know, he's basically saying like, I can take any song and if I just throw a fuck Jay-Z in there, everybody's going to listen to it. And so the whole time he's like, Jay-Z is one of my favorite rappers. I don't really hate Jay-Z. He's like, funny. But if I just say fuck Jay-Z, this is everybody's going like,
okay,
pay
like
attention.
That.
And I remember being in the car with my buddy and we heard this and we were like, oh, this shit is tight.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And we immediately turned the car back around, went back to Best Buy, bought every other CD he had.
That's tight.
Like in the, we did that.
That's cool.
But he's got like a bunch of like dope records and like concepts. Like, he has one album that he put out on like MySpace called I Promise.
Okay.
He's got the song called I Download. I download music.
I've heard
I
that.
I don't buy music.
I've heard
no
that.
No way,
yeah.
Jose, unless it's my music. Like, he's got all this cool shit. Like,
that is cool.
He's got a lot of stuff like that. Just cool concepts. And
so as I'll say this, as a rapper, I like him. And listening to this album did make me want to seek him out. So I will check out some more shit of his. So for that, I appreciate you bringing it to my attention. This album, I can't give more than like a 6.5.
Personally. I give it like an 8, but
there's a lot more that I don't like on it.
I think the album art is tight too. Like,
it is tight.
That's just a cool fucking album cover.
Very simple, but
I know he has like some kind of relatively new EP on like my Google Play that's like $4 or something. I'm gonna buy that and listen to it just for some new gin, but I like gin, so
I'll tell you some of my notes on some of the songs. The track 3, I don't even remember what it's called, but had annoying trumpets. That every time I hear trumpets on a fucking beat, it annoys me. That's just personal.
What do you think of the skits?
Skits were okay. Oh, fucking club song. That's another one that I can't imagine he wanted to make that song. This is my club song, or whatever the fuck he says, and it's like track 4.
I don't know. I think that's definitely something he probably wrote too, because it's like
so
real anti club song. It's my club song because I said club.
Yeah,
like he's like making fun of him for like trying to force him to do shit.
If that's what it is, then great. But
maybe they told him he needed a club song, and so that's the way he went about it. Like, fuck you.
That's what it seems like to me, honestly. But it's still not a good song, regardless. The beat's bad. He has a song with Twista, which is okay. It's a bitch song though, you know. Like, talking about fucking or whatever. Like, how many of those can you take? Oh, I put.
I like rapping about bitches, bro. That's just like fun as hell to me.
Gotta love. I put terrible love song. Good Bad Ugly's got a dope beat.
Good Bad Ugly is a tight ass song, bro. That's a good one too.
Love Story Chick Hook. That's awesome. Cold Outside RB Greenlow CeeLo Green style hook. But yeah, come on, tight as fuck beat, number one song. That's my opinion. I like it. I'll check some more out. I hope I can find an album that's better than this by him.
He has some good ones. There's one album.
You think I would like better than this? Well,
thing is when I went on to like Google Play or whatever, there are a few of my favorite albums of his are not on there. So I don't know how those are even accessible today.
Okay.
And I don't remember the names of the albums, but, there's one that has a song called Long Winding Road. That was like my other favorite Jin album.
Okay.
It's really good, but I don't remember what it's called, what the album's called. MC's Propaganda.
The MC's Propaganda.
Yeah, that's a fucking good ass album, bro.
Okay. I'll check that out. Is that on Rough Riders too?
Scroll down. This is not even the one I thought it was. That's a good album too, bro. Shit. What's the other one that he had? That has top five on it. Yeah, that's a good album. But
okay.
There's another one that has a song called Long Winding Road. Like, I promise, I don't think most of that album is very good, but it does have some really good standouts. Okay. Chinese Food's really good. I Promise is really good. I Download is really good. That's the one that's all Chinese. ABC.
ABC?
Yeah. The new me EP, that's, I don't know what that is. That's new. Like
he's on Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack.
Yeah, he was in one of the Fast and Furious movies.
Here's one of his new, this is 2014. It's on.
Oh shit.
My bad.
Look up the song Long Winding Road to see what album's that on.
Okay.
Cause I remember I loved that album, but I couldn't find it on his, on his catalog on there. And I also could not find, the fuck Jay-Z album.
Oh.
And both of those I thought were really, oh, go down. That's it. The one, go down, scroll down with the pictures. The second one.
This one?
Jin the MC, 100 Grand Jin. That's a great album.
100 Grand
Great fucking
Jin.
Album.
All right.
Great fucking album. And there's a, that might be the fuck Jay-Z one. I wish I had a track.
Here, I'll look for the track listing. Hold on. Now we know what it's called. 100 Grand Jin. All right, here we go. On Discogs. 100 Grand Jin.
Yeah, this one is fucking. This has Long Winding Road too. Yeah, this is my other favorite album of his.
I'll check this out.
Download that shit, bro. Okay. I want that shit myself.
I will.
The Ambassador. Why I go, man? That shit is so fucking tight.
I'll definitely check that out. I look forward to hearing that.
Great fucking album.
All right. Well,
I think you'll probably like this one better.
Okay, I hope so. All right, that's all I gotta say about Jin. All right,
cool.
Shout out to Jin. You're a pretty dope rapper. I like I said, my final thoughts is I have a feeling Rough Riders fucked you on that album, but I hope the other ones made up for it.
I think this is the album. On one of these albums, he really addresses like how the record industry fucked him, and he goes into like detail, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I like that shit too. All right. And this was his second album. He's obviously not even on Def Jam anymore after this, or not Def Jam, Rough Riders.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
All right.
But 100 Grand Jin, that was my other favorite album of his. That's a really, really good album.
All right. I'll peep it.
Yeah. All right. We can move on.
We're going to do Raise the Bars?
Let's do Raise the Bars.
All right.
Let's go from rap to rap.
Our top five is going to be pretty quick this week.
I think it is. I'm not going to have a whole lot to say.
All right. Here we go.
Let's do this shit.
We'll start with yours. How about that?
All right.
Oh, give us the bumper.
The words cut deep like scars. Welcome to Raise the Bars.
All right. Here we go. I do have a request that you try to figure out how to make this shit bigger.
I don't know what I can do, bro. I really don't know.
It's got to just be a setting. Like you're in your screenshot settings.
We'll look at it later. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Bust this. I'm kicking like Seagal.
Seagal.
Bust this, I'm kicking like Seagal, out for justice. The roughness, yes, the rudeness, ruckus. Red rum, I verbally assault with the tongue. Murder one, my style shocks you're not like a stun gun. I like that, that's pretty dope. My favorite is the roughness, yes, the rudeness, ruckus. That line is very tight. I'll give that an 8, that's really dope. Yes. Simple, but effective.
Yeah, I agree. This is real old school. This is Inspect the Deck
okay.
from the Ruckus, from Wu-Tang.
I'll say he's Wu-Tang, right?
Yeah.
That's dope.
This is from their Enter the 36 Chambers.
Okay.
So bring the motherfucking ruckus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is Inspected X verse.
They're the only motherfuckers who say ruckus in a song. All right.
I'm pretty sure I've done it.
All right. Here we go. I made mine blue this week. How you like that?
I don't. All right. And I don't want to play games because, baby, I ain't got enough tokens. I'll just pull up with a smile and some lotion. And maybe I can lay pipe like I'm Iron Man. I'll bring that sticky, icky, icky, icky like I'm Spider-Man. Nope, not feeling it, bro.
Okay.
Five.
All right. Yeah, I don't think it's that great either. This is from an artist named Kyle. A song's called Super Duper Hero. The actual rapper on these bars is Super Duper Brick. Just so you know.
Don't like it, Kyle, you're trash.
Kyle, I'd like to hear the song just because your name's Kyle, but yes, those bars are trash.
Not into it, Kyle. You're garbage.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair judge on that one.
I mean, it's not the worst shit I ever heard, but no. It's not good.
I'm with you, man. What more can you say? All right, moving on. I'm stepping tall, y'all. I'm just like Humpty Dumpty. Oh, hold on, wait. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme. I like my beats funky. I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy. That's cool. It's funny. I mean, they're obviously funny people. Good writers. You're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme. I like my beats funky. I'm spunky. Like my oatmeal. I like my oatmeal lumpy. That's tight. Nothing super impressive, but I like what they're saying. It's pretty pretty good shit. I'd give that like a 7.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's Digital Underground. The okay. Humpty Dance. I love Digital Underground though. Like I really like Shock G.
All right.
But yeah, that's Shock G is Humpty Hump.
Ah, Shock G is Humpty?
Yeah.
He's the Humpty guy?
Shock G has got the character Humpty.
Oh, hump. I didn't know that. I didn't know he was a
the
different.
The Humpty Dance.
I know that.
Is your dance. I'm doing a hump.
Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah, that's the song.
Oh, I didn't know the lyrics from it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Here you go.
All right. I've been inhuman. Word to the Black Bolt, and more than the. I've been inhuman, word to the Black Bolt, and more black than the Panther. Ask Iceman, I'm that cold. My mind will give Emma Frost massive hysteria. Even Captain America can get Captain America. That last line is pretty fucking tight. Up to that, I don't think really any of this is great.
Yeah.
That last line is pretty fucking cold, though. Even Captain America can get Captain America. Just off the strength of that last line, I'll give this a 7.
All right.
I don't think the rest of it's as good.
That last line is the reason I picked
that last
one.
Line's tight, though. That's a good line.
I've never heard that before. But when I was searching, I found several songs that did this.
I like it when people flip things like I really like that whole, I don't know what you would even call that, where they take Captain America, Captain America,
yeah,
and they flip. Like that shit is tight.
That is tight. That's from a song called The Hottest Marvel Comics Rap Ever by an artist named 6 Seconds.
This shit was all right.
Roman numeral cool. 6 Seconds.
First three weren't great. Last one was cool.
All right. Shout out to him or her. I don't know. I never heard it.
Even Captain America can get Captain America. That shit's cold.
Somebody said, what is going on here? We are reading bars. Oh, for those that don't know, that in this segment, we give each other rap lyrics out of context and we rate them
without knowing who they are or what they are or anything. We just got to grade the bars.
I guess we should probably start with that because we've been doing this for a long time on our show, but you know, new people might get hip and not know.
I mean, I think if you watch enough of it, it's going to become self-evident.
Yeah. So that was my bars that I picked, gave to him. He read them. Rated them a 7, just on the strength of that last line.
Just on the strength of bar number 4.
All right, here is another one. From ends to me. Just in the nick of time, I commit the perfect crime. Rip my heart from my chest, put it right into a rhyme. Yeah, I don't feel pain because it's all in my mind. And what's mine is mine, and yours is mine. That's pretty tight. I feel like I need to hear it rapped to appreciate it, though. Especially with the yeah thrown in there. I don't know what's going on there. Rip my heart from my chest and put it in a rhyme. Yeah. I don't feel pain because it's all in the mind. I like that line. And what's mine's is mine's and yours is mine.
That's my favorite line.
I'll give this one a... I'll give this one a 7.
It's fair.
That I don't feel pain because it's all in the mind line is very tight. And I like how they rhymed it in there.
All right. This is Sticky Fingers from Onyx. And the song is called Dirty Guns. Sticky Fingers is my guy. I love this shit.
All right.
But this is real old school.
I don't know shit about Sticky
Fingers. A lot of my lyrics this week are pretty old school.
Yeah?
Sticky Fingers. I like it. He's on an Eminem album. You've heard that shit. My mom's got raped by the industry and made me.
Yes.
Yeah, he's tight, bro. All
right.
I love Onyx, though. I know a lot of people don't love Onyx the same way I do.
Never heard Onyx.
Yep. Slam.
Oh, yeah. I think we've had this conversation before.
Onyx is so tight, bro. All
right, here you go, bro.
All right, maybe Jack Sparrow, maybe Peter Pan's nemesis. My power limitless, like Blanca and Sega Genesis. Superhero, mad that the Marvel overlooked me. Because Spider-Man and Hulk straight pussy. That's the game. We're giving it an 8. We're giving it an 8.5.
All right, I'm glad you picked that out. Yeah.
I love that song. So that's a really good song.
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
I think I have.
Watch the video. The video's off the hook. Like, that's just a great joint, okay, bro.
I didn't know it was that popular. My bad.
I like the game, so like I have all the game's albums. I've listened to all of them extensively. Like most game lyrics, I'm gonna be able to pull right away.
Okay. Yeah, those first two lines are super dope.
My power limitless, like Blanca on Sega Genesis. Superhero, mad dad, Marvel overlook me. Cause Spider-Man and Hulk straight pussy. Bitch, I'm a motherfucking Martian. That shit is so tight, bro. All
right, I'm glad you like that. You give that an 8. All right,
here we go. I gave it an 8.5.
8.5, my bad.
That's my guy, the game, bro.
Spit like my last breath. Casket wrapped, 6 deep. Eyes closed, the black is back. Out come the lack with flats. After that, bottles I can't pronounce. Like how you ask for that. Why you ask for crack and all you had was scratch. I appreciate the rhyme scheme in that, you know. They're getting those multiple little jabs in there, you know what I'm saying? Eyes closed, the black is back. Out come the lack with flats. I don't understand what the fuck they're saying, to be honest, but it's not bad. I'll give this a 6.5.
Ooh, I feel like that's an egregious grade. I feel like this is like bordering 8 to 9.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Big Crit. It's from a song called One Train, which is ASAP Rocky featuring a whole bunch of different people.
Okay.
Like Kendrick Lamar, Yellow Wolf, there's a bunch of people on here. I think Big Crit has the hottest verse in the whole song.
Okay.
Which
I think I'd have to hear.
Should speak volumes about how good he raps when he's like on a song with Kendrick and a bunch of my guys and everybody's putting good verses, and I still think he has the best verse.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
But spit like my last breath, casket rap, 6 deep, eyes closed, the black is back. Out come the lack with flats. After that, bottles I can't pronounce. Like how you asked for that? How you asked for crack when all you had was scratch? Like he's snapping, bro.
He's just saying some dumb bullshit though.
I mean, like, it's a cipher. Meaningless. So it's a cipher, so it's not about anything. Mm-hmm. They're just rapping, but like
that's another reason I didn't like it. He's literally talking about like lack with flats and bottles he can't pronounce. Like, who gives a fuck?
I think that shit is tight as fuck. Big Crit is sweet, though.
All right. He sounds like I would hate him.
I think you probably like, he's a really polished rapper. Round 2, new fight, word to life, you gotta see this. Locked in Mortal Kombat is Doctor Strange and the genius. Here, son, he's no match. Let that grafted wizard have it. My liquid sword slashes straight through Doctor Strange's magic. This shit is super tight, bro.
Mm-hmm.
This shit is real good, bro. Doctor Strange and the genius. Here's Grand Wizard have it. Man, this shit is. Is this Jizza?
No.
It's not? The liquid sword is throwing me off, but I'm not familiar with this quote, so I don't know what this is.
This is
but the liquid sword would tell me that it would be.
I'll put it like, I don't think this is something you would know. I've never heard of this person.
This shit is pretty tight, bro. 7.
This song, I've never heard the song, but it reading the lyrics, it looks like something that's super dope. The whole song is about pitting rappers against like Marvel characters.
So that's why it says my liquid sword slashes straight to Doctor Strange.
Because he literally says Doctor Strange and the genius. Like he's literally putting them against each other.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. I'm thinking Doctor Strange and the genius is like some superhero thing that I'm not familiar with. No. I wasn't even paying attention to Jizza genius.
So the whole
I saw the liquid
like that.
Sword and that's when I was like, is this Jizza, bro? Like, because I love that album and I don't recognize this at all. So I'm like confused. Like, but this is really tight, bro.
The wordplay in this, reading the lyrics, look dope. I'll give
see this, the genius.
I want to hear
wizard
it.
Have it. Doctor Strange is like that. Shit is tight, bro.
This is an artist named The Last Emperor.
I don't know, but this is tight.
Secret Wars Part 1 is the name of the song. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to hear this song. Every, like I said, he drops a lot of rappers.
Did you see the confusion on my face? Yeah. Like, I should know this if this is GZA, yeah. And I don't know this.
He drops a lot of rappers in it. It's pretty dope.
This shit is tight, though. I like that.
Seems very tight.
I like that. I have a feeling if I heard the whole song, I might have graded that higher just based off of what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I would have probably appreciated it more if I had more of it.
Well, I wanted to bring attention to it because it was a little gem
that
I found.
That looked tight, bro. That looked tight.
All right, there you go. Oh, this is me.
Yeah.
Slaughters you. I got more for you. Gore for you. Your flesh is sort of blue. You'll be begging someone to pull me off of you. When I'm stabbing you, I offered you a chance to leave. You'll only understand when you bleed. There's no talking to you. I don't know. I like your flesh is sort of blue. Like,
that's the best line in the whole thing, isn't it? Your flesh is sort of blue. Like, oh,
slaughters you. I got you. I got more for you. Gore for you. Flesh is sort of blue.
The sort of blue thing fucks me up because, like, you would never think to say that. When somebody says that, you're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Yeah. I like the word choice, you know, on some of these lines, and it seems like some dark and twisted shit, which I like. So I am tempted to grade this a little higher. It's nothing. It's not a masterpiece of lyrics or anything. I'll give it a 7.5.
That's fair. This is Necro. It's from a song called Circle of Tyrants.
Okay.
It's not my favorite verse in the song. I thought it was a good quotable for Raise the Bars.
Yeah, I like it.
Like Ill Bill's on here, Mr. Hyde. I think Gore-Tex is on it too. I think Ill Bill probably has the best verse, but it's a good song.
Okay.
Thought it was a good quote.
Good choice.
I chose it because of the sword of blue.
Yeah.
Your flesh is sword of blue. Like that shit is tight.
All right.
All right, so who the fuck wants war with this? Distorted thoughts morphed. This author to Spartacus. When he balls his fist around the swords, he lifts with the force of a horse's kick, multiplied by the reason why God exists and makes Thor his bitch. This shit is fucking great, bro. This shit is fucking great, bro.
Rap it again.
So who the fuck wants war with this? Distorted thoughts morph. This author to Spartacus, when he balls his fist around the swords he lifts with the force of a horse's kick, multiplied by the reason why God exists and makes Thor his bitch. This shit. I don't want to get too liberal with handing these out, but I'm giving it a 9, bro.
Fuck yeah, man.
That's really good.
I'm glad you like that.
That's really good. Who is this?
I haven't heard this song, but I think nothing to be ashamed of. This is Hobson.
I would never imagine Hobson to be a 9.
Oh, no, I take it back. Let me rephrase it. This song is Hobson. The song's called Lunchtime Cypher, but this is Passionate MC, whoever that is. I'm not familiar with him.
I'm vaguely familiar.
Okay.
But this is fucking really good, bro.
Yeah. This song has Gmo on it too. I don't know.
This shit is really fucking good. Who the fuck wants war with this? Distorted thoughts morph. This author to Spartacus, when he balls his fist around the swords he lift with the force of a horse's kick, multiplied by the. Bro, this shit is so tight,
like,
bro.
All of them like go together.
God exists and makes Thor his bit. Like, my favorite part is the swords he lifts with the force of a horse's kick.
Yeah.
Like, whew, this shit is so tight, bro.
That shit is dope. Passionate MC, shout out. Shout out to you, my
that
man.
That shit is hard. Like I said, I really try to be liberal with my 9s. Like, even when I like things, I usually stick to 7 and 8s.
Yeah.
That was really fucking good.
That's some bars, man.
That's bars.
Oops. All right. Oh, that's we did. That must be it, man. That's it.
Damn,
it goes so quick. Yeah. That was all mine.
I felt like I had more.
Maybe I'm wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4. That just goes fast, man. We have too much fun. You want to start picking 6?
I really love that, bro. Like, I really... I don't want to start picking 6 because it's more work to do 6.
I agree.
But
yeah, that was fun, man. Raise the bars.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that was 5. Yep.
Good shit.
All right.
That was fun.
Yeah. That was good. That was fun.
I was trying to pick, go with a Marvel, like a superhero.
Obviously,
theme.
Yeah, I got. As soon as I saw the first one, I knew what it was. But
yeah, that was good shit, man. I like it. I love it.
How many 9s have I given out now? 3?
Yeah, not many. I don't remember.
I know Rakim got one. Somebody else got one.
Yeah, I don't recall. I'd have to go back and
then
listen.
I think that's it. And then...
Are we going to see a 10 by the end of the year? We got to find that.
If I get something that I think is 10 worthy, I'll give it. But when I say something's a 10, that is going to mean it's like completely extraordinary.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like, I think 7 is good. If you get a 7, that's a good grade for me. Like, I like it at that point. But 10 has got to be... fucking nuts, though.
Yeah, I haven't given one
out. What do you think's the best quote that we've given out, period? Oh, from man, either of us.
I don't know.
I have a strong opinion.
Do you? Go for it, because I don't have one. I literally forget them as soon as the show's over.
I think it's the
Hamilton?
Lupe Fiasco rain sequence that you gave your first nine to.
Okay.
I think that's
Rain
the best.
Like Deer Slaves?
Every time I see that, I'm like,
that
I wish
super,
I wrote this, bro.
That one is
I'm
super
so
tight.
Jealous that I didn't write this.
That is super tight.
Yeah, that shit is so good.
Well, that was fun, man. Good shit. Good choices this week.
That should be like,
what are you like?
What award we should give in our year-end segment, like okay. best bar quotables.
What do you like? What's your criteria when you're looking for shit? Do you just have like a feel, like you remember songs in your head, like, oh yeah, the song.
Just think about it. Like this week when I went to do it, I was running late.
Yeah.
Like I did it at like 4 o'clock in the morning last night. So I was like really trying to put
it
together.
I usually do mine the night before.
And I just kind of got like, I started with Big Crit, like Posse Cut. And I was like, what are some more Posse Cuts? Cause if I look up Posse Cuts where there's a bunch of different rappers, I can just scroll through and find something on each song. So looking up good. And so that's how I went from Big Crit to Necro. Cause I remembered Circle of Tyrants. And then I started pulling up old school shit. But I mean, I just try to like think into my memory, like what do I remember is like being something that like wowed me.
Yeah. I got you.
And I listen to a lot of rap, so there's usually a lot in my mind
okay.
bouncing around.
Just curious. So. I mean, I found it.
Sometimes what I do is I'll just search artists that I like, that I'll be like, what did they have that was
go
good?
Down the
and then
rabbit hole.
I'll find a song and be like, oh, that was hot.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I'm searching for keywords and lyrics and stuff, but that makes it a lot easier for me personally. But I do skim like a lot. Every week I probably look at 20 to 30 songs before I pick my five, honestly.
I usually can come up with it pretty quick. Like I said, it just like I have a lot of lyrics in my mind. Just being a rapper myself and things that I write and like things that inspired me and things that drew attention to me. I can like usually just pull something like, oh, that was tight.
Yeah.
Oh, that was tight.
Oh shit. You know what? I just realized I never told you. We never during our throwback spotlight. We never talk about what album we're going to do next week.
No, you got to tell us.
Here, I'll turn it back on. So this week's throwback spotlight was Jin. The rest is history.
Right.
You picked that last week. I'm picking this week, and we discussed during the break too that we're gonna try to pick shit that we think the other person
will be
should like
to.
You know, I'm not gonna purposely pick some shit that I love that I know he's gonna hate and vice versa.
Well, I mean, if we're forcing each other to listen to albums every week, we don't want to force each other to sit through something we hate,
right?
So like
we'll be cool with it. I mean, then again, I'm sure the day will come where you recommend an album to me that I despise.
Well, I mean, part of this too is like we're trying to put a spotlight on something we like.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Trying to draw attention to it.
My choice for next week, I don't know if you've I don't know that I've heard you talk about this album, but Flipside, We the People,
okay,
from 2005, I think. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of Flipside. I don't know anything about him.
All right. That album is super fucking tight. Every song is dope. It really, like, I don't know why I've never hunted down any other albums they made. That was their first album that I know of. It was very popular with Someday We're Gonna Rise Up on the Wind. You know that song? That song is so fucking tight. But they played it on like late night shows and shit like that. They came on fucking whatever, David Letterman or some shit. They had a song also from that album that was on like the Olympics were that year, that summer. And it was like the Olympics song. Like it was the shit, but it's super dope. The dude who raps in Flipside, there's like a sing. It's kind of like a Linkin Park situation. Okay. There's like a singer, and the dude who raps is so fucking tight. He's super dope. You'll like him a lot.
Cool.
But Flipside, We the People, dope album.
Give it a chance.
All right, I'm looking forward to hearing what you think about that.
All right,
let's move on to our top five. I don't think top five will take super long. I mean,
I don't think it will.
This week we're doing top five superheroes in honor of the great Stan Lee once again, just to give him his props. I had a hard time picking mine because, I mean, obviously I know a million superheroes and I have opinions, but superheroes are just so tight, and the ones that are very tight are like usually universally loved thanks to the boom of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and shit like that, you know? Yeah. I made a conscious effort this week though to make sure all of my superheroes are Marvel, which is where Stan Lee
mine are not
worked. That's okay. I hope you have some variety, because honestly, mine's pretty generic, but you know, it is what it is. I'll just start, because like I said, yours is probably going to be more interesting than mine.
I have two honorable mentions.
Oh, okay. Go for it. Yeah. I don't have honorable mentions. Go for it.
Darkwing Duck.
Oh, that's a good
Darkwing Duck.
When there's trouble, you call DW.
I loved that shit when I was a kid.
Hell yeah.
Like, I watched a lot of Darkwing Duck. He was fucking cool.
I got a shirt with Darkwing Duck on it.
Reboot this shit. I'm into it.
Dude, I thought they were, actually. I love fucking Darkwing Duck, too.
Darkwing Duck was awesome.
Oh, that shit is dope.
Look at his duck plane.
Bro, I wonder if you could find if you could find a beat with a sample from Darkwing Duck.
I'm sure you can. There's a beat with everything, bro.
Ooh, I want that Darkwing Duck mug. What's it say? The terror that flaps in the night. Ugh, that's tight.
Darkwing Duck was awesome.
Yeah, I was a huge fan.
I think you definitely have to be from a certain age range to appreciate this one, but...
Very niche.
I watched a lot of Darkwing Duck as a child.
That was before DVR. You would come home from school, and they would play Disney Afternoon from like 2:30 to 5, where just like Disney shows, and this was like the main fucking one. Came on like 4 o'clock.
That show was tight as fuck.
Hell yeah. Good choice. All right.
I got one more honorable mention.
Yeah, go for it.
Mermaid Man.
Oh, from SpongeBob?
From SpongeBob. Okay.
That's a good one, man.
And shout out to Barnacle Boy.
All right.
There's Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Yeah, they are funny as fuck.
I love SpongeBob, so like...
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's where that came from. But shout out to Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Good choices, man.
Yeah.
All right, mine's not as fun. I have a feeling yours is way more fun. I picked all Marvel superheroes, so my number 5 is Nightcrawler. Because number one reason is, Marvel.
About to say, know Nightcrawler, but he's not a superhero, is he?
This is Nightcrawler.
Because I was going to say, I really like that movie, but I don't remember that being a superhero movie at all.
No, Nightcrawler was, he was in the X-Men, but he was super cool and everybody loved him because, do you remember the X-Men arcade game?
I don't know anything about X-Men.
Okay, well, there's an X-Men arcade. You know about arcades, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was like one of the most popular games back in the day, late or mid 90s, where four people could play it. You could be Wolverine, Colossus, Nightcrawler, or somebody else. Storm, I think. But it was tight as fuck because Nightcrawler had this like teleporting ability and shit. It was just a beat 'em up like Streets of Rage.
Right.
But it was super dope. And Nightcrawler was by far the coolest. He was in the first X-Men movie, I think, for like a split second, but it was a. He didn't get the attention he deserved.
Yeah, that's the way that goes a lot of times.
He was super cool. Oh, yeah. Because we were talking about superheroes. I was trying to like look for like superheroes I loved. I got this out. I'll show people when we come back. Yeah. Anywho, Nightcrawler, number 5. What's your number 4?
My number 5.
Thanks, Brian.
My number five.
Oh, yeah, your number 5. Sorry.
Is Spider-Man.
All right.
And this is solely off strength of the Tobey Maguire trilogy.
Fuck yeah. Yeah,
I like them. I think they're great movies. That's the only... I've never been a Spider-Man fan prior to that. Like, Tobey Maguire made me a Spider-Man fan. I haven't been a big Spider-Man fan since. So, these three movies are great to me. Other than that, I really don't care about Spider-Man. But these were good enough to rank him number 5 on my list.
Fuck yeah, man.
That's a wonderful picture of Tobey Maguire. Yeah.
That picture is so fucking funny.
Tobey Maguire is the best Spider-Man thus far. I agree.
Okay.
Whoever wrote that article, I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Great choice.
He's a great choice for Spider-Man or for best superhero.
Yes.
My number 4 is Colossus. I did just mention him. He was on that game too, and he was sweet. I always
don't know
him
either.
Whoops. He was in. You haven't watched. You won't watch Deadpool.
Don't care about Deadpool.
Colossus is cool because, oh my god, I need to get rid of this. He's made out of metal and like he's like super strong and shit. He's like a big like brawler, you know. This is like the Colossus Iron Man.
I considered picking Iron Man for my list just because it's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
I've never seen any of the movies. I don't like Iron Man at all. I just like Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, I mean that's a great choice. Colossus,
he's not on my list.
Colossus shows up in Deadpool, but he's okay. He doesn't make the movie. Deadpool's way better than him in the movie, but he was cool. He was also in X-Men. But he was cool just because he was fucking silver and shiny, and I liked him back in the day, and I still like him now.
Okay.
All right, what's your number 4?
My number 4 is going to be the Power Rangers.
All right.
Go, go, Power Ranger. This is like my favorite shit.
The original.
One of my favorites when I was a kid. I met the Red Ranger, Jason. I met him at a Columbus Chill game.
I have a picture
of me somewhere.
What was his name?
The Red Ranger.
I couldn't remember his real
Jason,
name.
Jason. I don't know his real name.
That's cool,
man. I also
like
the Green Ranger, aka the White Ranger.
I fucking loved Power Rangers back in the
day. Power Rangers tight,
man.
Bro. I fucking love Power Rangers. I like the reboot movie they did.
Yeah.
I'm in on Power Rangers. My daughter now loves Power Rangers.
That's a great choice, man. I didn't even think about them as superheroes.
Yeah, well.
Oh, man, my fucking hoodie won't unzip. There it goes.
Power Rangers are definitely superheroes.
All right, I agree. I would definitely agree that they're superheroes. They literally, every week, they would save their city. I mean, what? That's what a fucking superhero, they change in outfits and save the city.
Yeah.
That's what superheroes do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're awesome. I love them.
Good choice, man. I like your list way more than mine.
All right.
My number three is Iron Man. Specifically, Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man. I mean, just because of the same reason. Robert Downey Jr.
The
is Tony Stark.
The reason that I didn't put him on here is because I feel like that would be like an injustice for me to be using a superhero that I know nothing about the superhero or have never seen the movies or anything. I was just picking him off the actor to play him.
Yeah.
That's the reason I didn't use him. But if you told me I had to go watch a superhero movie that I haven't seen right now, I would pick Iron Man just because I like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, he's by far the best Avenger, if you ask me. I mean,
Robert Downey Jr. is one of the best actors,
yeah,
period.
He's great.
He's fucking awesome.
He was made to play Tony Stark, dude. If somebody else played him, that I don't think the Marvel Cinematic Universe would have even taken off the way it did. He was such a perfect fit and played the role so good that I can't separate him and Tony Stark. They're the same fucking people to me. He's great. I mean, he did it justice, you know, which is all you can ask
for.
So
you could say that, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is a superhero in himself.
He is.
Being that he saved the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
He literally did. I think that's safe to say.
No.
All right. That was my number three.
I like that I haven't even seen Iron Man, and the one thing that we can agree on, like, just Robert Downey Jr. is great. He's awesome. We love him.
That's pretty much what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm essentially having an excuse to put Robert Downey Jr. in my top five.
That's fucking cool. I love Robert Downey Jr.
What's your number two?
No, I'm on three, bro.
Oh,
Why are you always ahead of me,
bro? My bad. I keep forgetting. What's
my
number
three? Is David Dunn.
David Dunn? Who's that?
He's Bruce Willis from Unbreakable.
Oh.
Which is a closet superhero movie.
Yeah, that's
definitely
true.
A superhero movie, but
that's
a secret superhero movie.
That is true. Ooh, I like these little figures. I've never seen that before.
Oh, that shit is tight, bro. They got toys? That's tight,
cute
bro.
Little figures.
But yeah. If you've never seen Unbreakable, that is very much a superhero movie, although you could watch it and never know that it was a superhero movie until the end.
Yeah.
But
we watched the trailer for Glass when we went saw Halloween, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it. Looks great.
It does look great.
Great
choice.
Yeah, David Dunn. He's one of my favorite superheroes.
That's a great choice, man. I like that. I need to watch Unbreakable again. It's been too long.
Is it on Plex?
I think so.
Get it on there if it's not, bro.
For sure.
I love that shit.
My number two is good old Wolverine. I mean, everyone fucking loves Wolverine. What the fuck is this?
I don't know anything about Wolverine. I know Hugh Jackman plays him.
Yes, huge.
That's a great photo of Wolverine right there.
I love Wolverine, man. Logan, you don't even have to watch any other superhero movies, man. But if you liked Logan, just as an action movie from start to finish, you would like Logan. Honestly, it doesn't even tie into really any other movies. It's just Hugh Jackman, rated R, ruining people with his fucking claws most of the movie.
I mean, could we call John Wick a superhero?
Yeah,
because he's a superhero, he needs to be in my list. He's not in my list, but
fuck yeah,
That's kind of superhero-ish, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Wolverine's the shit. I mean, from the time I was a child,
The Equalizer's kind of superhero-ish.
True. I think Wolverine single-handedly put X-Men on the map. Like, back in my day...
I think he's clearly the most famous from X-Men.
Yes, he is. Everyone watched the X-Men cartoon. Like, it came on Saturday mornings.
Right.
That was, the shit. Like, if you weren't watching that was, The Walking Dead back then. You know what I mean?
That's how Power Rangers was for me when I was elementary school.
Same.
We all, because it came on right before school. So you'd sit at home, watch Power Rangers, and then go to school.
Yep.
And then everybody talk about it.
Fuck yeah. But yeah, Wolverine did that for X-Men, and he's always been the best. I mean, even collecting cards. I collected Marvel cards and shit back in the day, and he was always one of my favorites, man.
Cool.
All right. What is your number two?
My number two is going to be the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All right. Great choice.
When I was a child, there were two superhero brands that I clearly loved more than everything else, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was one of them. I had the shoes, I had the toys, I had the bed sheets, I had everything Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
We did too.
Always loved the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're the best. Fuck yeah. Their fucking movies when I was a kid were awesome because they were dark as fuck.
Yeah.
That was it was like the Dark Knight of its time. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dark Knight was so dark for like a superhero thing. And like, if you watch the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, it's dark as fuck for like a kid's superhero movie.
The second one's way more campy, but it's way more
memorable.
The
second one's better.
Yeah, it is.
It had like Vanilla Ice and Shredder and Docs. And
that one's undeniable for being like a better sequel, you know?
Oh, it's definitely the best one. But like, I like the Japan one too.
I saw it once and never watched it again.
I don't know that everybody else liked the Japan one, but like,
it gets shit on.
Well, I mean, I was Japanese, so like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
That to me was really cool, whereas I don't think everybody else had that level of attachment, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I just love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're fucking great. They're fucking awesome. Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Donatello.
Oh no, fucking Raphael, baby. He's the asshole.
Yeah, he was the asshole.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't like
him. I like Michelangelo too, because he likes to party.
Donatello was the nerd though. That's why I liked him. He was like, he knew everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. Like, I like
the bow.
I like Michelangelo because, you know, like, if this was adult themed, he'd be the one that was getting wasted all the time.
Yeah. Did you like the newer Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies?
I saw one of them, and I thought it was cool.
I saw the first one and thought it was good.
I thought it was cool, yeah.
I thought it was funny.
I remember I went to the theater and saw it, and I was like,
Johnny Knoxville, Johnny Knoxville did the voice of
I'm going to be honest, I don't really remember it.
Yeah,
I remember I went to the theater, saw it, and liked it.
Same.
That's what I remember. Other than that, I couldn't tell you anything about it, but I remember I did see it, and I did like it. I came out like, fuck yeah.
I heard the second one was actually better. I never did see it.
I didn't see it.
There was a cartoon, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that came out, like a movie, that came out like probably 7 years ago, where... I don't know if you recall, but Nickelodeon rebooted Ninja Turtles like TMNT and at around that time. It's like 2007 or some shit. And but they came out with a like made for TV movie where the new turtles like went through a time warp and they went back and met like the old 80s Ninja Turtles. And then
that sounds tight, bro.
And the Eastman and Laird comic, like dark, like scary Ninja Turtles, or it was like a weird like multi-universe movie. It's dope. Like I would watch tight. You should watch it. It's with the
I mean
kid,
like
man.
I grew up like
it's tight as fuck.
I think part of the reason why Ninja Turtles resonated with me so much was like I was a little kid when Ninja Turtles came out. Like it wasn't like all these other superheroes that are 100 years old and shit.
Yeah,
like Ninja Turtles came out and that was like my thing and it blew up and became super famous like a lot of these other ones, but like I was there for its inception.
Mm-hmm. I feel, yeah, same.
Like that was something that was like mine, you know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't like Superman where like my brother had that when he was a kid. He's 9 years older than me. Like this was mine.
I'm with you.
And it was awesome.
I had like a Christmas one year where I was a little kid, height of its fame. Where I got like all my toys were just Ninja Turtle toys. I literally still have them over there. Like I have single one of all the characters and all the accessories and shit.
Yep, I had all that shit.
I bust them out
kid.
For the kids sometimes. But yeah, it's that alone, like that was one of the first toys, like around the same time or the first movies or shows, I should say.
Bebop and Rocksteady and shit.
Yep. Where it took off so like massively, and so did the toy line. Like G.I. Joe was around that time too, and like Transformers and all of those were just cash cows for their toys. Ninja Turtles fell into that too, and I was all in 100%. I loved
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, good choice. All right, that was your number two.
Yep.
All right, I'll say my number one.
Go ahead.
Spider-Man.
Number one?
Yes. Spider-Man's the shit, dude.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we already talked about him, but yeah, he is my number one. His the Spider-Man cartoon. I'll be honest.
I'm less offended that Spider-Man's your number one and more offended that other people aren't.
Yeah, I would have put probably Batman as my number one, but like I said, I went for all Marvel. Spider-Man.
Oh, you said all Marvel.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Batman wasn't even on your fucking list, bro.
Batman gets honorable mention because he's not Marvel, though. I wanted to respect Stan Lee. The greatest creation of
Stan Lee.
The greatest creation Stan Lee ever created was Spider-Man, without a doubt.
All right.
That's a great... what more can you say, man? Every Spider-Man movie is cool, too, by the way. All of them, including Homecoming.
All right.
What's your number one, man? Here you go.
I am the Batman.
Oh, yay! I'm glad Batman's getting his respect.
Batman is my other guy, other than the Ninja Turtles, that like I grew up with, and those are the ones I was attached to.
Oh, yeah,
I watched Batman cartoon. Like, yeah. Batman was the shit to me when I was a kid. So,
it's undeniable.
I probably would have put
There we go.
Ninja Turtles higher up on the list than Batman, except for Batman has had better movies recently, mm-hmm. and Batman is also a little more adult oriented, and Batman's one guy instead of a group, which I feel like is more appropriate for my top superhero of all time.
I agree.
So those are the reason he, but like they were real close, Batman and Ninja Turtles, but Batman is the fucking man.
Yeah.
Although they need to not have Christian Bale play him anymore ever again because Batman voice is terrible.
How about Ben Affleck?
I didn't see Ben Affleck because he was in that stupid Superman thing. And
the
that was
Suicide
dumb.
Squad.
Yeah, he made like a 4-second cameo. yeah. But I do, while I did not see Batman versus Superman,
mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck seems like he would be a good Batman.
Yeah, I thought he did.
Everybody was upset when he was cast. I haven't seen the movie. I heard the movie's trash, but I think he would be a really good Batman.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job in it.
My personal favorite Batman is George Clooney. I'm aware that the movie he's in is terrible.
Mm.
That's fair. It is a bad movie. I don't think any of that had to do with George Clooney. I think he's a great Batman.
Yeah, I think we've had this discussion.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I will say that
George Clooney is clearly the best Bruce Wayne. There's no debate there. Nobody is a better Bruce Wayne than George Clooney.
If you say so. I think we've already had this discussion, so I don't want to rehash it. But I think I like Christian Bale. He's my favorite.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Ben Affleck he's now been Batman in technically three movies, Suicide Squad, barely in it. But Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, and the Justice League movie, which both of those get shit on. I think they're both pretty cool, by the way.
I don't like all the crossovers.
I mean, it's just...
Just let Batman be Batman. Let Spider-Man be Spider-Man. Let Superman be Superman.
You want
like,
to talk about...
Everything has to
overlap. Yeah, I know. You want to talk about reinventing the wheel. That's what DC is trying to do. They're trying to cash in on what Marvel's doing way better than them. You know what I mean? Marvel's doing it to a level that they can't even fucking comprehend, and DC's just trying to keep up. I think they've kind of... They're backing away from that now because they realize they can't touch Marvel in that regard, but they are good. I do appreciate them as standalone films. You know, I think they're worth watching. People might shit on them, but... Both Justice League and Batman v Superman, I think, were pretty good, by the way.
Oh, well, that's my two cents. I haven't seen them, but I do think I haven't seen Ben Affleck as Batman, really, other than just Suicide Squad. But yeah. He does seem like he would be a good Batman.
He is. I think he's cool. I actually welcome the full Batman
treatment for him.
Yeah, Ben Affleck treatment. I don't know if he's going
to. I would too.
He was in talks to be right. He was actually writing the next Batman and starring in it, but I think he, like, they couldn't come to agreement or some shit.
Issue is, like, with going into another Batman, I think going dark with Batman was such a great way to go. Yeah. And I don't think they'll do it again. I think they would try to make it different.
Hmm.
And if they did, I don't think it would be as good. They would have to go dark again.
Yeah, I guess so. How many fucking times can you just keep reinventing Batman? I think if they keep doing
it... They should keep reinventing Batman. I think they should have kept the Dark Knight series going, for real. And I didn't even really like Christian Bale all that much, but I thought the villains were off the fucking hook in all of those movies, dude.
Yeah, I agree. I like this aspect of it, though. Like, me personally, I've gotten into comic books over the past couple of years, and comics do this. If you're not aware or into comic books, they do this thing where they do story arcs. Like, okay, Batman number one, it's just called Batman, but then 1 through 10 is the story arc, and then they release that like as a book later. You know what I mean? Then they do it, the story continues, but they're just different arcs, just like a TV show or whatever. But what's cool is this is Batman's story arc, the Batman series. Then there's also Batman Detective Comics. Then there's Dark Batman. Then there's this Batman. There's like 10 different stories all at the same fucking time of different artists and writers take on the character, essentially. So what I'm getting at is I like kind of that idea for if they do continue making Batman movies, let's see other directors, like cool directors, like spin on Batman and see what they do with it. You know, good writers, give me good directors. Don't keep telling me the fucking Batman origin story. Just give me more Batman content, stories. We all know where the fuck he came from. Just have Batman catching criminals, throw the Joker in again. No one's going to complain about that.
I mean, let's also be clear. Like, I'm not a fan of superhero movies. So like, the dark aspect is really what drew me into that series. So when they take that away, I don't know that I'm going to enjoy any of them.
Well, that's how a lot of comics are, though, believe it or not. I mean, most of the comics are pretty dark in that regard. So
Batman in general is darker than
absolutely
most other superheroes.
The Dark Knight, man. Come on. I'll just go show you this. Like I said, I collected superhero cards back in the day. Like, my brother and my cousin collected baseball cards and shit.
I had all that shit.
I had some, you know, I collected some, but I didn't give a fuck about sports. So I wanted to join the hobby and I started collecting superhero cards. But this is my this is my one set of cards. I have the whole set here.
What's funny is, like, at the time, baseball cards were worth so much more, I'm sure. Yeah. And now those are probably worth more.
Probably. But this is my favorite set. That's why I got it out. I tried to collect like full sets. That was my goal. This one is the 1993 Marvel Masterpiece Collection. I have starting at number one, literally 1, 2, 3, you know, all the way to the end. All of these are just like different artists, like interpretations of the characters. Like some of them are wildly different and super dope. But I was just going to show you some of my favorites that are on here. But there's what I like about these is not only is it amazing art, but they actually like made some of characters you would have never heard of, you know, even still, like some of these, like who the fuck is Strife, but doesn't he look badass right here?
Yeah.
You know, like, look at this shit. This dude right there in the corner, Strife. But all of the art on these are like super amazing.
But see, like, I always feel that way about a lot of superheroes. Like most of them, I'm like, who the fuck is this? Yeah. And like when the Avengers popped off, everybody was like, oh my God, the Avengers. And I'm like, I don't know any of these fucking guys. Like, yeah. Like, Captain America, I know who that is, but like, I didn't think anybody gave a fuck about him until they started making movies about him.
Yeah,
and
true.
Like, fucking, like Fantastic Four. Who gave a fuck about Fantastic Four before they started making movies about him?
Yeah,
and
nobody
like,
really did.
Like, outside of like Batman, Spider-Man, Superman, like, the interest in the rest of them was real hard fall off until recent memory. And now people are like, oh, can't wait to see Ant-Man. I'm like, who gives a fuck about Ant-Man?
But that's what's cool is they make a movie like that that no one asked for, but they make it awesome and then make you like the character. Ant-Man is cool. Fucking dope. Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm not disputing that. That's dope.
I know. Guardians of the Galaxy, literally, I never even heard of until they went to go do the movie. Yeah. And I think most people had the same reaction, but it's legitimately one of the tightest Marvel movies made. I mean, it's within the top three, I'd say. The first Guardians of the Galaxy. Look at Spider-Man 2099. I always liked this card. I'll show the viewers this one right here. Spider-Man 2099. That shit is so dope. This Doctor Doom one down here is super dope, too. But this is the one I really liked. Let me show you. Where is she? Typhoid Mary. Fuck yeah. When I was like 8 years old, looking at this shit, I was like, God damn, Typhoid Mary.
Mm-mm-mm. You know Typhoid I mean? Mary. There she is. Got my little 8-year-old genitals.
Yeah, there she is right there.
Boing. Buzzing.
Boing. More boings there. Oh, look at that cool like Nightcrawler and shit too. But yeah, I just wanted to share. Like I have several sets like this. This is the only one I have like in a cool book. But there's some dope, amazing art. Check them out. Marvel Masterpiece, 1993. They did a few other Marvel Masterpiece. 94 was super tight too. But that one's my favorite.
Fuck yeah.
My love of I may not have got into comics really until recently, but my love of superheroes goes back a ways, starting probably with Ninja Turtles. It's probably my first superhero I genuinely loved. He-Man too. He's probably I would consider him a superhero.
He-Man's definitely a superhero.
Yeah, he changes.
Battle and Skeletor, bro.
Yeah, he changes form and battles bad guys. What more?
I had Ninja Turtles Velcro shoes.
Fuck yeah. I used to have Ninja Turtles bow biters. Did your mom make you wear those?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
That's where there are these little like clamps that came in like characters, but they're literally like clamps that you put on your shoes, like around your bow so that it didn't come undone. They're called bow biters.
Nope, didn't have those.
Well, I had Bart Simpson ones too. Let me show you. Hold on. Bow biters. And my shoes must have come.
Oh, Ninja Turtles popped right up, bro.
Look, see, I had those. Yep, right there. Let me show you guys.
Bow biters.
Right there. I'm shocked they don't still make those. Oh, look at these Mario ones. Those are fucking dope. Dude, I'm about to get some bow biters.
My kids like them.
Ooh, these are tight.
My kids like this.
Why aren't people making those right now?
Because they probably didn't work very well.
I had a bunch of different ones.
Of course you did.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, well.
Anything else you want to say before we wrap it up, man?
No. Not really. No.
Anything else you need to promote or shout out?
Fucking Robbie's World's dropping December 7th.
December 7th? You've made that the date, huh? All right. Where can we listen to that?
It should be up on Spotify and everything like that, too.
Oh, for real?
Yep. December 7th. That's the goal.
Be on the lookout for that shit.
As long as Bobby Cray sends it to me.
All right, Bobby Craig, get on it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, make sure you do the YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, iconoclash.net. itsendsbaby.com.
Click your likes and shares and fucking bells and all that stuff.
Man, we're going to say that on the outro too. Should we just start cutting this shit out?
No, just say it again.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you guys next week. And thanks on Iconoclash or whatever.
Hey, hello. Thank you for watching us.
Yes. Thanks for listening to Iconoclash and watching and listening and watching.
All right. So click the like and the share and comment on us and click the bell.
We already said
subscribe
that.
Subscribe and we're saying it again.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So do all that cool stuff.
Yeah. See ya.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Bye.